For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. Guys, thanks for tuning back in. We have an action-packed studio. The bunker is full. Again, thank you guys so much for last week was one of our biggest, best weeks ever. More people listen than ever, and we can't thank you guys enough. Joining me in studio, one of the most hilarious guys I've ever met. Anytime I get to hang out with him, I know I'm going to have a great time laughing. Jason Tebow, everybody.
Wow. He's the best.
Okay.
We knew that
wasn't where this was going.
I cannot believe you got him.
That's called intercepting a pass. That's what it's called.
Yeah. And literally one of my favorite people ever. We constantly get in fights, and this super secret Clipper
text thread.
One of the best guys I know. You heard him on the Clipcast. He's back on social media. He was so good at acting, he didn't want to do it, but then he decided it was time to reach back out to the people. Chris Wilde, everybody.
I just got my 100th follower on Twitter. So
how is that possible?
Now, did you quit
I'm
Twitter?
This is my fifth time. So
why do you keep quitting Twitter? Not that there's a bad answer for that, but I'm just curious. You seem to be a habitual quitter. I have the same relationship
quitter
with booze, just so you know.
Yes. I have the same thing with marijuana, right? So it's like I'll go dry for like 2 months, and then I'll smoke a ton, right?
Smoke
the same thing with Twitter.
It.
So like I'll go dry for like 3 months. And Facebook is you can walk away and come back at any point, and everything's right there.
You're
it's
right.
That girl from your hometown that you fucked in high school.
Right.
Instagram is like, we'll give you nothing. You're done. If you quit, fuck you. I don't want to know you. It's like the hot chick one-night stand.
Uh-huh.
Twitter gives you 30 days to think about it. That's your college girlfriend.
Oh,
it's
like
30
so you go,
days.
I'm quitting. They're like, all right, in 30 days.
In 30 days, then it's real. Shit gets real.
Okay.
I'm gonna fuck my professor.
So five different times, you, after that day 31, said sayonara?
So I went dark. I usually go dark for like a full business quarter.
I went dark once in college.
Oh, I go dark. Well, not every night, but my wife's really like a rich mahogany, dark brown.
Yeah.
Like a fine
Hershey's
chocolate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's like one of those Indians.
She's Indian, like Lion India.
Yeah.
Not like Dakota Pipeline India.
Yeah, no, she's
Indian.
Not. Yeah, right. She's not Casino Indian.
She's not
she's
Dakota Pipeline Indian.
She's, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. Nicole Kidman adopted her.
Do you ever
Indian.
Try to drop, like, if you go to 7-Eleven and the line's too long, do you ever drop your wife's name to
every
try to get it cut?
Every Indian holiday, and there's a ton. There's like an Indian holiday more than Jews.
Who has Jews? They beat the Jews.
Hindu and
Jews
should combine and do Hinju, and
Hinju.
Then there'd be a holiday every day.
Yeah, it'd be 4 days where you can go to work.
But like there's a there's like a day called, I can't remember what their New Year is called. It's
Curry
Ramadan?
For everyone?
Ramadan Curry for everyone day.
Yeah.
And anytime, like there's like a kite flying day. There's
hey,
a day where you go out and you
be
fly
careful.
Kites.
Oh, you said kite.
Kites.
Oh,
no, we're not back on the Jews. We're not back on the Jews.
We got in trouble. On
we don't hang a kite from a tree. We fly a kite in the wind.
Okay.
And that is for what? The
Thank
god
you.
Of wind?
But on 7-Eleven, I'll be like, hey, happy kite flying day, Mahershala. And he's like, oh, very good for you, my friend. Very good.
You're getting points for knowing the random holidays that are going on.
And you get free bags because of that? No charge for bags today.
Hey, my friend, take as many cigarettes as you want.
Wow.
Take all of these cigarettes, okay? And here is many of my daughters.
That's awesome, dude. I love
Very good.
Dropping names with ethnic people. Like, if I know one of the most famous people of that group,
sure.
I will drop their name right out of the gate to see if I can get you know, a little action.
So FYI, a very famous actor named Om Puri died. Yes. So next time you're in 7-Eleven, be like, bro, Om Puri, man, he was the best. Am I right?
Yeah, am I right?
But he reincarnated, huh?
Oh, as what?
Thanks to the blue many arms.
Yeah.
And then they're like, come with me to the secret.
He's that dog in Secret Life of Pets now, I guess. He's like still booking shit as a dog.
Well, Hindus
incredible.
Believe in reincarnation, and then Jews, I think, only believe in you go to hell, right? Isn't that, I'm not sure. Or is that Catholic?
And insane interest rates.
Do you think that you have maybe a bright future in Bollywood?
You know what's funny is I went over to India for a month to visit my wife's grandmother.
How many shots did you have to get before you go over there?
Like, oh, several.
Like everything. Several. They have this, they have several. That, they have this.
Literally, like I was like a fucking cactus in my emergent care.
Right.
So I go over there and literally everyone, like all my in-laws, because half my family is Indian, so I'm an American Indian myself. And they're like, you should go to Bombay, and you should get in and you can do like 12 Bollywood movies while you are here. And I'm like, you can't just walk up and be like, hey, I was like a glorified extra in Joe Dirt, so can I dance with you? But the cool thing about India is like if you watch TV, there's tons of music video channels still. Like every third channel is a music video channel.
On Indian television?
It's all ugly guys like us.
Yes.
Perfect.
And then dime pieces. It's all like there's literally one good-looking guy.
Bollywood took the whole business model of pornography from the 70s and 80s, unfuckable guys
with mustaches
banging super hot chicks.
Right, guys with great hair but were ugly.
Yes,
and great facial hair.
Yes,
and then they fucked tens.
Yes,
and
that is literally all ethnic television. The only place that isn't is the United States. Even England. Is like, if there's some ugly-ass dudes on TV in England.
Watch a Judd Apatow movie, okay? Those are all ugly Jews banging dime
pieces. I don't know, dude. They're like polished nerds. Do you understand? But that's
there's
like
no
one
polish
group.
On Seth Rogen.
But yeah, Seth Rogen.
Jay Baruchel has
girls.
No polish.
Girls, the guys are all good-looking.
Oh, that's
and
a reverse.
It's the flip.
That's a flip. You're absolutely
it's
right.
It's like that dumpster fire Leah Dunham, who's just a bag of horse manure.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I love Judd
Apatow.
I want
to call Lena Dunham Knicks ownership. That's how horrible she is.
She really is.
Is it weird that I made her about sports?
No, that's okay. Around a sports podcast.
Good
believe
job.
It or not.
Thank you. Thank
this
you.
Is a great. This is a great way to get into our Oscar talk.
Oh, great.
What did you think of the Oscars?
It was the greatest Oscars ever.
It was pretty crazy.
I literally, like, I watched it on tape delay because.
Hold on. I just got to stop you because I just want to get something out of the way real quick. Do you got any dates? You're going to go on a rant. I just want to get these dates out of the way. Where are you
going
to be?
Yeah, guys. I'm going big news. I'm going on a third world tour. Not my third world tour, but a tour of third world countries.
So New Orleans.
Yep. So I think
St.
that's going to go pretty good. I'll be at the La La Lounge next week. I'm sorry. I will be at the Moonlight Lounge. This is not a joke. Moonlight Lounge next week. I am not at La La Lounge.
Just announced La La Lounge.
So what an honor. And then I think I'm doing a bunch of run of gay clubs. I'm at the Glory Hole. I'm at the Spray Down. I'm at Facials. And then I'm at Faggies. So.
Yeah.
Where we met at Faggies.
We did meet at Faggies.
I'm a
waiter. That's a hard club to get into.
Yeah. It's a hard club to get out of.
It is such a beautiful, though. It's a beautiful club with this wonderful bulbous head on top of
yes.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And a thick veiny shaft of a mainframe when you're in there.
Yeah.
And it is just so much
I hear everybody
sex.
Talks like Ace Ventura with their butt cheeks. That's how you talk
to
each other. I like that, dude. I am next week, guys, I am going to be at the LA Comedy Club in the Stratosphere in Las Vegas all week, Monday through Sunday. Come out and rock. It's going to be fun. I got a bunch of new material. So if you're in Sin City, come out. And the following week, I'm at the LA Comedy Club. I'm at the La Jolla Comedy Club in La Jolla. That's 17th and 18th. And my new album, The Diabolical, is dropping. You can get it now. Pre-order it. 2 hours of power. 2 albums. 1 hour crush. Second album's called Friday Night Late Show, where I just battled drunk hecklers. And Dying Laughing is in theaters now. Go to dyinglaughingfilm.com. And
how
can
you see that? How can you see that? I saw somebody
playing in
about
big
that.
Cities. It's playing in all your big cities.
It's playing in all the
all
big markets.
Movies,
you can actually go
theaters.
To the Arena Cine Lounge on Las Palmas in Las Vegas. Los Angeles. You can see it's a great movie. And if you're not in L.A. or any markets,
is what I heard.
You can go. What? What?
I heard you steal it.
Go
I
on.
Hear you the funniest part.
I thank you, dude. Thank you. It's.
I didn't say it. I just heard it.
Who told
I'm sure
you that? My
I'll
mom.
See it and I'll disagree.
Did my mom tell you that?
Yes.
Yes, that's great.
Mahershala Tripoli
yes.
told me that. Your mother.
And if you don't, you can go on demand. You can go on a video on demand. You can go on Apple, Google Play, Amazon, all that stuff. Now, speaking of movies, the Oscars.
It was the greatest Oscars of all time. I thought Jimmy Kimmel, except for the fact that he made the same joke three times where he said no one saw your movie to three different actors in three different movies. Other than that, he was firing pearls all night. I thought
he
was great.
Because some people didn't like him. I love Jimmy
I loved him.
Kimmel. I think he's great.
What didn't they like about him?
He was kind of like bad. David Letterman. Remember when David Letterman hosted? Mm-hmm. A lot of people hated it, but he was just Dave.
Yeah.
And Dave's funny.
I thought Dave did a good job. I thought Jimmy did a great job.
Yeah, I thought Jimmy was the funniest host since David Letterman.
I thought Dave was great. I thought Jimmy was great. I thought Chris Rock was great. I thought What's-His-Face from Family Guy was fucking extraordinary. Everybody hated him.
The worst
him.
Was Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
I know everyone gives shits on Franco and Hathaway.
He's a Tony's host.
No,
host
Franco
Tony.
Was.
I know, host of Tony's, dude. You know your place.
Hathaway,
know your
should,
place.
Hathaway should not
be
get
allowed
any
to live.
Of that stink. From Franco.
Oh, it was Franco.
Franco, it was
Franco
literally
dressed up like Marilyn
weekend
Monroe.
Weekend at Bernie's hosting. Just, she's carrying dead fucking
yes,
weight.
Yes.
Garbage. He fucking shit the bed. I'm not really into any of the hosts. Like, I am not a Tina Fey and what's her face host of
Amy
the
Amy Poehler.
When they host the Golden Globes.
No.
I think Tina Fey is very funny.
Sure.
When I watch Amy Poehler, I see a woman who's like, I'm really nice in front of the camera, and I just have this vibe that she just slits throat off camera.
You're on
like
Team Will.
Yeah.
And not Team Amy.
I mean
they got a divorce.
Did you guys see?
Thanks, Candace.
The Spirit Awards.
Of course, I was there.
The two hosts.
We went to Faggy's beforehand, and we went right across the street.
Well,
to the
he
Spirit
went.
Awards.
I stayed at
Did
Faggy's.
You go to
I'm no fool.
Did you really go to Spirit Awards?
Just because I'm Indian doesn't mean I was at the Spirit Awards, bro.
No, but
what are the Spirit Awards? Sounds like an airlines awards.
Yeah, it's Indies.
And
it's like
the
independent Oscars, and they're the week before, basically.
Who hosted it? Was Nick Kroll?
Yeah.
And who's the guy that he does the old dude with?
Yeah, what's his name? Delaney.
Rob Mulaney?
Delaney. Mulaney. John Mulaney.
Oh,
John
I saw
Mulaney.
That where they were
dude,
roasting him.
Dude, it is the funniest monologue.
Ever.
Dude, those
two
guys crushed it, dude.
Nick Kroll does a great Jeff Goldblum. So anybody who can impersonate Jeff Goldblum gets a pass in my book.
I love Nick Kroll. I think he's, as being the son of a billionaire and how great he has his life.
Does he come from money?
Oh, dude, like fat money, like
oh,
big.
Fuck him.
Like he's one of the chosen ones, dude.
I think who Robin Williams was, too.
The
was
first season and
rich.
The third season of the Nick Kroll show is the funniest sketch, and it gets no fucking respect for
right.
it. That last season was so fucking funny, dude. I mean, I would put it up with Dave Chappelle. That's how funny it was, man.
Right.
And, you have to go home if you get a chance, watch it.
And it's hard to be a comedy team. So, like, hats off to either it's Mulaney and Kroll, because most comedy teams, like, he hates Peele. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can't stand each other. Most comedy teams split up. So let's see where they are in 10 years. But those guys actually seem like they get along.
Yeah, I think they do
get along.
Rich. Yeah, yeah. It helps when you got $1 billion.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought it was the greatest Oscars of all time. I watched it on a tape delay because I put my son to bed, whatever, so I had like
because
a half an hour.
Because you were making bets with people.
Exactly.
And you
I went to
know.
Vegas because I knew you were playing the Stratosphere.
Yeah.
I wanted to get there early, line up.
Yeah.
So like I watched it on a half an hour tape delay, and I get a text from my brother in New Jersey, and he was like, well, that, all caps, was surprising. And I thought he was being sarcastic because literally, up until the end, every single favorite won.
Yeah.
Everyone up and down
yes.
from the animated short Piper to Casey
yeah.
Rapey Affleck.
Yeah.
Everyone won
that
was supposed
that
to win.
What is up with that guy?
I think he's winning.
Because you know there's the controversy that he raped a couple girls or whatever.
Yeah, that he, like, if they don't suck his dick, he kicks them off set?
So he
allegedly.
I think he embraced that, and that's why he looks the way he does.
Oh, he's like,
he's
yeah,
like,
dude.
I'm a creepy rapist.
I'm a great rapist who's a great actor. I'm a great rapist actor.
Did you see Manchester by the Sea?
No.
It is the most depressing movie.
Every movie was this year.
Yeah.
No. This one, everyone Casey Affleck met dies.
Yeah, I saw it. I've seen everything.
Dies.
Yeah.
His kids die. The kid who, like, the guy who ripped my ticket going into the movie theater died.
At what
end of Manchester?
At what point in time do you eventually just go, this character's bad luck?
Yeah.
It's him.
You know?
It's him. But he was a fucking powerhouse in that movie.
You know what, Dave? One thing we notice about you, everyone gets around you, winds up dead.
That's right. That's my theory about Murder, She Wrote, was that Angela Lansbury was like bad luck. Or she was like a fucking serious, she was Jack the Ripper.
Maybe she was killing people and framing people.
It was like Murder, She Framed.
Well, that's the whole thing about the making of a murder, right? That whole doc.
That's basically an
Angela
Lansbury
documentary. They say that they have pictures of a famous serial killer who would show up at the trial. They have pictures of him going to the trial, and he is known to kill people and then frame other people who've gone to jail.
That's the guy. Smart. That's just smart. You can't blame a guy for that.
Can we talk about Hell or High Water? Story.
Can we talk about Hell or High Water?
Great
and we're
going to
get back. I disagree with that.
I disagree with you.
That movie is like the blonde with big tits who, like, you look at her and you're like, she's supposed to be hot. She's got everything, the blonde hair, the big rack, the big dick-sucking lips, and you're like, oh, that's what I like. But then you start looking closer, you're like, is she really that hot, or is she just playing tricks on my mind?
I like Jeff Bridges and his partner, because I'm pro-Indian, whether it's Native American or from actual India.
Yeah.
So I love their relationship, Bridges and the partner.
Were you hoping that they get a little Brokeback Mountain going on there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I was hoping that they would just raw
That's
bone.
That's probably why they
There's enough of that in Moonlight, or Broke, what I call it, Broke Black Mountain. That's what I call Moonlight.
We were watching that at Faggies.
Yeah, they have it on a loop.
Yeah, it's just
only on Black Night, though. Only Tuesdays.
It's Mahershala Ali just masturbating into the lens, and it is wonderful.
Yep, they call it No so Tipping on Tuesdays.
No Tipping Tuesdays?
Yeah.
I see. If I was black, I would tip 200%.
I would do.
If I was black, I'd be so famous. I would never be on this show. First of all,
absolutely. Neither would I.
I would be so.
Are you saying
fucking
if you're on
famous.
This show, it's how your career's not going well?
You're on a downward trend. Is what I'm saying.
We catch you on the way down. We catch you on the way down. We discover you, and then we catch you on the way down.
It's never on the way up. It
down
is
the slip
never.
And slide.
You never say, like, this up-and-comer. You know, you never say, like, you're like...
So whatever happened to you?
Exactly. Oh, I just saw him on Punch Drunk.
I know.
Exactly. I'm
I haven't
not
seen you since you played Vicky on To a Small Wonder.
No, I'm not an up-and-comer. I'm down and coming in the dumpster at Faggies.
Dude, that's the best place to get cum. In the dumpster of Faggies.
Oh, it's just all cum.
It's a lot of cum. It's not all cum. It's like some chicken bones. I hope they're chicken bones.
It's like that big vat of cinnamon they use at Cinnabon. It's just that's what the dumpster looks like.
Do you think gay cum tastes like cinnamon?
I know there's one way to find out.
I wonder if a gingerbread man's cum tastes like cinnamon.
I know there's one way. Let's find out.
Gay redhead comes out?
Yeah. A gay redhead, like the host of that other show used to do for Playboy Network.
Gay, who was that? Like Gareth?
Yeah.
Gareth is a
gay
redhead. You mean Gary? That proves that he's gay.
Gary Reynolds.
So.
Also, my brother texts me back to the Oscars. He says, now that was surprising. And I literally text back. I go, yeah, I know. Zero surprises, but at least Kimmel really delivered. Like, that was my exact test. And then he texts back. He goes, wait, where are you? I'm like, I'm at the end. I'm caught up. And he's like, wait for it, .. And then I think, like, he's going to send me a funny picture.
I had
wait
the exact same
it,
text
dot, dot,
with
dot.
My sister.
Wait
I
for
was
it.
The one saying that to her.
You were saying wait for it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She was a little bit on delay.
Okay, so are you... All right.
Let's get into this.
Obviously, water...
We're
in the middle of it. Where have you been?
Was there a bell? Like a,
no, he just checks
off,
out,
right?
And then I'll be like, guys, Oscars, let's talk about it. Like, you're right, and you've been talking about it for a minute and a half.
Are you guys on Team Waterhouse, Team Price, or Team Coopers? Let's be honest. Like, who are you siding with? Who's to blame? I can't blame Faye. I can't blame Warren. Now, look, if you're up on the stage.
It's definitely not Warren. It's definitely not Warren.
And it's not Faye. She looked at the envelope and just saw La La Land in big letters.
None of the ancient human beings
Isn't
who were.
Isn't it the cardholder's fault? Like the intern that
Price
walks out with the card?
Can I tell you something? Waterhouse Price never would have fucked with this. And then all of a sudden they let Coopers in. And now all of a sudden Coopers. It's not just one Cooper. It's multiple Coopers.
The Oscars did it. I think that there was zero buzz about this Oscars coming up. that nobody was talking about.
You think they intentionally did that?
It's a conspiracy.
I think the card person did it on purpose.
I think they did 100%.
Really?
Dude.
Why would they do that to those poor people that thought they won it?
Because, dude.
It's the most talked about Oscars.
It was hilarious.
Nobody was talking about the Oscars. There was no buzz about it. And they literally just stole a fucking page from Steve Harvey. He ripped it. It was all done on purpose,
man. And you think the Steve Harvey thing was done on purpose?
100%.
I don't think it. Honestly, I think it was a happy, wonderful coincidence. It was the greatest thing that's ever happened. But I like your conspiracy theory. But also, you're a known lunatic. Like,
dude, yeah, he loves conspiracy.
The Oscars have gotten such an inside stroke off that it's not even about if the movie does well. It's just how can we get our insiders' trophies?
Well, what's crazy is La La Land is a big hit. Like, it's not
with
like
who?
It's over 100 million domestic.
Everyone loves it.
Yeah, it's a quarter of a billion dollars.
So now everybody loves it. So like, you said you didn't like it. So
I
that's
feel like
not
I'm
everybody.
The only person. Have you guys seen it? Do you like it?
I didn't care for it.
Everyone loves it.
Aaron even liked it.
I love it.
Midwest guy.
I know a lot of people that love it.
What are you, regular faggies?
My favorite movie was Lion. My favorite movie was Lion.
I loved Arrival.
Arrival was great.
Arrival
and I loved Lion. Lion was wonderful. Yeah.
Arrival was great.
I never saw any of these.
You haven't seen Arrival?
I haven't seen Hell or High Water either. I had to look it up right now. I was like, what is that?
Well, Hell or High Water is a bank robber movie.
That sounds like a boy movie.
Hell or High Water.
Kind of.
His brother was a little like on the nose.
Oh, let's look at this.
There you go.
Look at this. Hidden Figures, La La Land. Yeah, you're right. 134.
Hidden Figures and La La Land are the two biggest hits. Arrival was a big hit. And then
I love Arrival.
You know, like.
Wow, look how much La La Land made, 100 million bucks.
I'll tell you what I didn't see, which apparently was great, except for it was bloody and religious, was Hacksaw Ridge. Apparently everybody loved that movie.
That was good, too. That was I was surprised at who was all in it.
I didn't know
Vince Vaughn was in it. And I love that guy, that Andrew, what's his name, that lost all the weight for it?
Andrew Garfield.
Love that guy. Everything he's in, I like.
So Emma Stone used to date Andrew Garfield, and I just wanted her up on that podium to thank, and I want to thank my fucking ex, Andrew Garfield. You didn't win it, I did!
I want someone
to
go up there.
You missed his pussy?
You missed his pussy. I've always wanted someone to go up there with a revenge list. I've wanted someone to go up there and be like,
that's what you
yeah,
would
I
do.
Would like to thank God, but he had nothing to do with this. This is for that cunt in eighth grade and just go on a tirade.
Right.
And where have you been, Dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you did that, you get pounded on. That's what Michael Jordan did, basically.
Yeah, that's true. And then
he's out there going,
meme.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. And he's like, I got here. Hey, he flew out the guy that took his spot on the varsity high school basketball team.
To the Hall
flew
of Fame.
Him out and was like, fuck you.
Right. You're not here, bitch.
I don't know, dude. The Oscars, I just had zero.
But how great was that moment?
I felt bad for Warren Beatty. I feel like
he got set up. But Warren Beatty had a movie that nobody liked, and he came back. He directed a movie, wrote a movie. Nobody saw it. Nobody gave a shit. Now, all of a sudden, he's back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he's back.
Faye Dunaway, by the way. I used to live on Willoughby.
Would you hit it?
And North Hayworth. Okay?
Would you hit it if you weren't married to an Indian?
Faye Dunaway, she used to live in my neighborhood on Willoughby and Spalding. That's her
address
house,
drop.
If you ever want to fucking stalk Faye Dunaway, get your ass to Willoughby.
Okay.
And I saw her probably 24 times because she was my neighbor. And like literally one day she had this compound that was like two craftsman houses that were like combined. Right. So like she had two houses and she kind of conjoined them. So it's kind of this unassuming compound in this neighborhood of small houses. And then all of a sudden, and I knew that was her because I'd see Faye take her fucking trash cans out all the time.
She's just a regular person like you and me.
She's a regular person like you and me. She's better.
Right.
So I literally walk by and I go, ooh, 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 Faye's gate is open today. And
that's what she calls it?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Euphemism. Euphemism? Anyway. And then I'm like, ooh, ooh, Faye's car is in the driveway. Ooh, ooh, Faye's groceries are on the top of her car. There's Faye unloading her groceries. I'm like, this is my inn. I can go, oh, excuse me, ma'am. I don't know that you're Faye Dunaway. May I help you with those big, heavy groceries because you're old and need my dick in you?
Yeah.
So I tried. I just scared the shit out of Faye Dunaway.
Oh, so you...
I literally
you
was
dropping
like,
dick on her made her nervous.
When I was raping her Casey Affleck style, she was so not into it.
Pardon me, future rape victim.
But I literally was like, ma'am, may I help you with those groceries? And she closed her gate on me. The gate closed on me, and I was like, okay, all right,
I get it. Was the mustache that got her nervous?
Absolutely. I think it got her excited. I think she was like, this is the first time I got wet in years, and now I'm Katharine Hepburn.
I know, all the other ones Katharine Hepburn. Oh, young man, you just made me queef a donut.
She has two Oscars, and you know she's been double teamed by those Oscars.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Both of them.
I wish
Oscars.
What's her name would have won. The one that's got 500 of them. The Trump hates. I wish she would have won, and because she would have gone up and zinged
him.
Oh,
I'm over her, dude.
She was not good in that movie. Obviously.
But dude, she's like her everything speech she's been in the Golden Globes was so annoying. When you're trying, we've said here before, but it's just like you're trying to tell me. That fucking Sarah Jessica Parker is an outsider because she's from Michigan.
Right.
I mean, is really?
Right.
Really?
She was a kid actor.
Natalie
too.
Portman is, because she's from Israel, is an outsider? Is that what you just
she's
tried
so
to tell?
Hot. Now, why was she not at the Oscars? Because she was pregnant?
Yeah, too pregnant.
Okay.
Too pregnant.
Isn't that a shame?
Too pregnant's my favorite West Coast rapper.
Yeah, too pregnant.
That's so funny.
All right. I convinced
you
what to say.
Sports at all or no?
I thought of a
that's
funny.
That's the end of the show, dude.
that's
our show, bro. Thanks for tuning in. Guys.
I thought of a funny website, Funny or Dyke.
That's great.
And it's just like female comics, Funny right. or Dyke.
So you show Ellen DeGeneres.
Yep, Funny yeah, or Dyke.
Right.
And it can't be both. You got to pick one side of the fence.
Melissa McCarthy, funny.
Right?
Yeah.
I bet you could easily go, I've never seen her stuff. I'm going to guess Dyke.
Fortune Femster, Dyke. Right?
You could, you know, it's a you pick them, but Funny or Dyke.
Am I saying that name right?
you are actually.
I got invited to the Clipper game this Wednesday, but I can't go because
so
me
dumb.
And Johnny are going to see UCLA versus Washington and tickets I
now,
got.
This is exactly like saying to you, okay, hey man, I have Yankees tickets. Do you want to go? And you're like, no, I'm going to see the Newark Bears play minor league baseball instead.
That's not the same.
It's exact same.
I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
It's actually
there.
Worse because baseball's boring and basketball isn't. And professional basketball is the most exciting thing. And minor league basketball, where they put the 3-point line by the fucking layup line.
Okay.
College basketball is minor league hoops, and you've chosen poorly.
No.
But I said Newark Bears because the UCLA.
Well, what you don't understand is that I bought my tickets on SeatGeek. SeatGeek is for all your ticketing needs, man.
Oh, I got my Clippers tickets on SeatGeek.
You
and
did?
I'm not only courtside for $25.
Holy
but
shit.
But they're letting me coach the third quarter.
That's what SeatGeek does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. SeatGeek, do you want to coach the game? SeatGeek, they list all
the
available.
Quarter. You're only allowed to coach a quarter.
Yes, here's what they do. They list
the
price of the ticket and what quarter you can coach. And let's say you're not in the sports. You want to go be, hey, I love
quarter.
Guns N' Roses. I want to play keyboard. SeatGeek helps you
that.
Go to SeatGeek.
If you don't
buy
know
Guns N' Roses tickets, they'll list the prices. They go from cheapest to most expensive. And the most expensive, you get to get on stage and play triangles during Paradise City.
Yes.
That's how it goes. It's that easy. Now, Johnny, who's off air, he can't talk. I'll talk for him. He went and saw the Clipper games. He saw Charlotte versus the Clippers.
Overtime.
He got box seats.
Overtime.
Box seats.
Good guys win.
For $30 on SeatGeek. $30. He went in, doop, doop, boop, boop, boop. He did the calculations. They do all the work for you.
It's incredible.
It's that simple.
I love
SeatGeek. You don't even have to print out the tickets, man.
You know why I'm here today is I bought this seat on SeatGeek.
Yes!
And I got to be on my favorite
how much
podcast.
They pay you? How much you get paid?
No, this cost me $100 to be here.
Wow. Usually, it's either SeatGeek or Make-A-Wish. Those are the two
Those
people
are the two big ones
who sit there.
And make dreams come true.
Do we have a code or we're just going to keep talking
about
SeatGeek?
Yeah, well, dude, thank you for asking.
And also, I don't know if you know this, but Barry's tickets, Barry is, is a Jew-hating Nazi. Barry is a known anti-Semite. But SeatGeek, on the other hand, love everyone. Very inclusive.
I didn't know where you're going with that. Thank God you took a hard turn on that one. SeatGeek.
Barry.
We thought you were going to plug a, we thought you were gonna plug a competitor, but
no. No
just
no,
calling him a Nazi.
Hates,
I love
Barry
it.
Hates gays.
Barry boycotted faggies. You know
Barry
who loves gays?
Faggies.
You know who loves gays? SeatGeek. Hey, you want to get VIP at faggies? SeatGeek. Go to SeatGeek, okay? Just go to SeatGeek. Go download the app.
Sure.
Download the app.
Well, also, if you haven't downloaded the app, You hate yourself and you're a liar.
Yes.
So embrace yourself, love life, and download this app.
It's that simple.
It's free.
Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK and get it going. I use SeatGeek once a month. I've gone to a concert. I've gone to a live show. So thank you.
Now, and if you use the code PUNCHDRUNK, get you $20 off your first.
Bam! $20 off! Barry doesn't do that.
So Wednesday night. You can go see the UCLA game and see Sam and Johnny. You can go to Clippers game and see Chris. So
yeah.
you got options.
There's
here
options
in LA.
Out there. Boom. The reason we're going
where
to the
you,
Washington.
Where do UCLA play basketball?
Poly Pavilion.
And that's on campus in Brentwood there?
Yeah.
Oh, so
but the reason we're going. Oh, dude, that's a big thing.
If you were told me I can't go to the Clippers game because I'm choosing hot Asians over like the random hot black chicks that are trying to get NBA husbands,
yeah.
I totally get it.
No, they're both great.
Yeah.
But here's the thing
totally
about the reason I'm going to this game is because it's. It's ball versus
skins. Ball versus skins.
Oh, beautiful.
What's his name?
So people
What's
have their balls
name?
Out, then other people have their shirts off, and that's, you know,
it's like
playing.
The, I think it's I the want two guys who are up for the number one pick of the NBA draft. They're going against each other. The point guard for Washington and the point guard for UCLA. Two guys are going against each other. So that's why I want to go see it. And I don't go to enough college games in LA.
It's fun.
Yeah, I was going to.
Teams.
We were talking about this last week, but I had a hookup, and now I can't go. Because
Markel Fultz, that's his name.
Fultz.
Markel Fultz. They're going number one. They're both 6'6 point guards going at each other.
I think a Fultz is when you fart while you're fucking. It's called a Fultz.
Yeah, that is right.
Oh, shit, I just Fultzed. Sorry. Yeah.
And you never want to Fultz inside someone.
No, God, no.
Someone's into that.
Or when someone's inside you, you don't want to Fultz on them. Well, maybe you do.
Maybe you do.
Some girls like
it's
that.
It's called a kegel.
They fart in their vagina.
A vaginal Fultz is called a kegel.
What happens in faggies stays in faggies. I was going to go watch Shaq's son play high school ball. I was going to take it a level lower than Sam because a buddy of mine goes to... His daughter goes to high school with Shaq's.
You were going to go to Crossroads?
Yes, I
That's
was.
That's where Ian goes. Meet the kid I nanny goes there, and he always talks about. He goes, "Is Shaq famous?"
Meet you at the
he
crossroads.
Goes, "The kid I nanny," because he goes,
"Is Shaq
his
famous?
Brother?" He or he's like his son.
That's how you guarantee no.
He's
that
like,
kid's going to be gay.
They're both really tall. Yeah, his sister thinks he's gay.
I'm telling you right now.
I go, "Yeah, he's really famous." He's like, "He's really tall."
But Shaq,
if you were my nanny, I'd try to fuck you, and I'm straight. So has he tried to fuck you?
No.
How old is he?
31.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
And when I was 12, I was trying to fuck every woman.
Oh, yeah.
Every single woman.
Let's say you walked in on him touching himself. How do you handle that?
Well, when he was really little, I've been with them 8 years. When he was really little, I caught him, like, working for them. Yeah. I caught him bending over in the mirror, like, spreading his butt.
Looking at
like,
his butthole.
Total straight move. Total future straight guy move.
Honestly.
That's his way to Narnia.
We have 1, 2, 3,
this
four,
is my way
five,
to Narnia.
Men of questionable sexuality here.
Right. Is that
Raise
weird?
Your hand right now. If you've ever checked out your butthole, be honest. 1, 2.
Yeah.
See?
But later in life,
okay?
I just
walked out of the bathroom. I was like, "Oh, sorry," and I just walked out.
Oh, did you say sorry, or did you just quietly tiptoe back, like
I've done it
piano key style?
I've done it as recently as since this show started.
Wait. One time I was showering and he came in and would not get out, though. It's a clear shower
Paint
and he would
picture.
Not get out of the
yeah,
bathroom.
He's
How old, like,
jerking
eight,
off.
Eight,
he was like
nine.
Six.
Yeah,
oh,
of course.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. But at six,
but
it was,
I was
more like he wanted to hang out, though.
But I was
honestly.
Really embarrassed. I was like, "You need to get out."
To be fair, I looked at my own asshole because I was playing Is It a Hemorrhoid?
Yeah.
So it turns out, no.
See, but I don't think he had
you
a
just have yet. What a speed bump in your asshole.
Yeah, I think you filed it under wipe too hard.
Okay. I was trying to get my car keys
you
back.
Get in there.
And did you find them?
Nope, still gone.
Every
time I've lost a car and I've lost car keys in my life.
Every time you shit, it's like.
One time I completely lost a car in a drunken stupor. I still don't know where
asshole.
It is today.
Sure.
Still to this day.
Your asshole's like the Holland
No
tunnel.
Clue where it is.
So let's get into some let's get into a little NBA because that's your
that's
thing.
That's my expertise.
The
Rockets lost.
Well, let's get into that.
And the Clips
we are
play
all,
the Rockets
you guys
on
know each other without actually
knowing
each other.
Yeah.
We've been in the same Clipper thread for maybe two, 3 seasons, but there's about 4 or 5 of us. I like to call this thread Sam Tripley's wacky idea of trades that need to happen every 45 minutes.
Yeah.
One of these trades only left Chris Paul on the Clippers. Do you recall everyone. That this season?
All right.
He had a trade that the only, and I'm reading it, and it's like, tax, then this. And I'm like,
who's left?
I'm crunching the numbers, and I'm like, you've traded everybody but Chris Paul.
He kept Diamond
Stone. How are you a Clipper fan when you constantly want to get rid of the Clippers?
Last week you wanted to get rid of him.
He hates everybody
but
the
Clippers. You're like Chris Paul can
leave. Chris Paul had 17 assists and 0 turnovers last game.
Yeah, he's a fucking monster.
I know.
The team plays better.
No, he just like re-upped for $1 billion.
You know what's really
great? He's about to.
Slowly,
100
I
million,
have
something?
Convinced. No, it's supposed to be 200
200?
Million.
This summer, him and Blake are going to get these giant contracts, right?
But who are they going to get it with?
With the Clippers. Blake Griffin is a literal Hollywood producer. Legitimately has a sitcom on NBC.
Yes.
He's remaking White Men Can't Jump.
Couple movies.
You can't do that
movie.
From Oklahoma City.
Yeah,
you can protect the federal building, and that's
the
all
Lakers.
You can do.
Yeah, but people the told
Lakers.
Michael Vick.
Oh, shut the front
people told
fucking door.
People
the
told
Lakers.
Michael Vick he couldn't run a dog fighting operation from Atlanta in Virginia, and he pulled it off.
Yeah. He sure did.
Did he?
He believed
in
his dreams.
That's my
You
point.
Know why? He went to SeatGeek.com. And he went and got the dog fight. Dog fight option. Please don't say the L word and Chris Paul and Blake Griffin.
Hey,
why
I'm
would
just,
they abandon their Clipper ship? That's insane.
Nah.
And also,
I'm with
it's,
you
a
on
much,
that.
It's a much better. Look, Laker fans, all they do is think we're going to get and then fill in free agent here. And regardless of the fact that no one comes and plays for the fucking Lakers anymore.
No.
Sam has the thinking of a Lakers fan who is a Clippers fan.
No, I am a Clippers
Magic
fan.
Johnson,
I know, but I'm saying you have that.
The reason I say
Laker
that
Matt.
Is because two things. Kobe's gone. Nobody.
Who went there this past summer?
Nobody wants to go with him because they were a dumpster fire.
But they are
but
still
they,
a dumpster
still,
fire.
But if they make this move for fucking Paul George, now you got a piece. I'm just saying, if they can make it.
Yeah, but they can't get Paul George.
Well, if they listen, I don't want it to happen. But I'm saying.
No
I,
one wants to come and play for the Lakers. If they get Paul George, yes, then all of a sudden
okay.
the momentum shifts.
Okay, so let's get past that.
Clippers are standing pat.
I have slowly on this Clipper text thread
yes.
convinced everybody, with the exception of the two of you, that J.J. Redick is not a starter in the NBA.
Yes, he is.
And he is.
He's legitimately a starter in the NBA.
Well, he is, but he shouldn't
and literally.
Be. He shouldn't be.
Why?
Dude, are you asking why? You've been on this text thread for 3 years.
Because he's undersized.
There's four people. Keep in mind, there's four people on this text thread.
I know.
You go, I convinced everybody, which is just Jordan.
J.J. Redick
no,
was
Jordan
the most accurate three-point shooter in the NBA last season, in the same season that has Klay Thompson and Steph Curry
is why
and others.
The Clippers will never change. We are like alcoholics who can't stop drinking because we just got to keep doing the same
Their
thing.
Their starting five,
Their
who has
starting
not been intact, is one of the most successful starting five in
the
past
with
two
the elite,
seasons.
With the exception of, I mean,
We're
they had that win.
2-1 versus the Spurs.
And I'll
hit you with this stat. The last time the Clippers played the Warriors in the playoffs, the Clippers won. The last time the Clippers played the Spurs in the playoffs, the Clippers won.
Right. Right, and look at those teams now versus when we played them. They're incredibly, dramatically different.
Not as good looking.
Not as handsome as J.J. Redick.
We got a handsome team the way we are
we
right
the
now.
The best yeah. looking team
minus
in history
one
sports.
Forward.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
You don't
Sam.
Think Blake
we have
handsome.
A we have a GM. Forward. We have a GM.
Luke Mbaamute is a tall drink of Mbaa water. I always ride my wife. Not enough, but every time we go to the Clippers game, like her name is Shilpa. It's a proper Indian name. And I'm like, the only reason you're going to this game is because you want to leave the stadium. Shilpa Mbaamute. I know it.
Yeah.
Oh, you got eyes for Luke Mbaamute, and I can't blame you. That guy is
Anytime
handsome.
Part of your name
Well, if you
want
to hook
like
up with your wife,
a...
would you let him?
Mbaamute?
Like,
definitely.
Yeah, really?
First of all, I just wanted to be happy, which yeah. I think is unattainable at
NBA
this point.
NBA dick, it makes women happy.
Absolutely. You know, I know these guys because I've been going to the games. Like, I've been at every home game basically for the past 15 years, and I make a fool out of myself on Jumbotron more often than not.
Oh, so that's how I know of you.
I can't believe that. It
I saw you on the
me.
Kiss Cam suck your own dick once.
I sure did. I had to unhinge my hips, which is not easy. It's like Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon 2 in the straitjacket,
yeah.
But I can do it. So I literally assumed, the people in the stands watch the Jumbotron. The fucking players watch the jump. That's maybe the problem with the Clippers, is that they're not listening to fucking Doc Rivers. They're watching the Jumbotron.
Defense!
Rivers, and we're going to get rid of Doc Rivers.
Yeah, Doc Rivers needs to clear his throat, okay? Why won't he just, like, forget the Hall of Fame.
A lot more than that.
He needs Longinus.
He needs the halls of medicine. That's what he needs. So he just needs a glass of fucking water. But literally, like, they will literally watch the Jumbotron. So, like, I went out to Beecher's Madhouse one night because my buddy hosts it, and Blake and DeAndre were there. And it was the first time I'd kind of seen them out of Staples Center. And DeAndre Jordan literally just gives me the finger and comes up and then hugs me.
What do you mean? He goes like this?
Yeah, he gives me a loving finger and then comes up and hugs me. And it was very mixed emotions.
So weird. It's like, am I going to fight this guy?
Yeah, I know. It was very La La Land Moonlight. So then, and then I'm like, how do they know? Like, how would they? They literally are looking at the Jumbotron instead of paying attention to the fucking coach during timeout.
Yeah.
But P.S., speaking of coaches, I really think that the leagues – every league only has one good coach per league. Pop is the good NBA coach.
Yeah.
Belichick is the good NFL coach. And everyone else
Madden.
Is just fucking phoning it
Baseball's
in.
Baseball's got a couple people.
An ego lassoer.
What?
Joe Madden.
Joe
Baseball's
Madden,
a little different because you have...
The coach of San Francisco is a great coach.
But, I mean, there's maybe three or four, I would say.
Not in the NBA.
You don't think?
No, I don't think Tyronn Lue is a good coach. I mean, I don't even think Steve Kerr's a good coach.
Kerr's just got all the toys.
Yeah, like
he's
a dime bag of weed.
With all the toys.
A dime bag of weed last year coached that team, Luke Walton.
Stop.
And they won a ton
of
games.
But there is, I'm not, here's my opinion.
WNBA has no good coaches. Can we agree on that?
No, the Sparks coach, Mahershala Ali, is fantastic.
They're all great.
Oh, the Tampa Tampons. What's their coach?
Bloody 28.
What's his face?
Do you hear how this one woman came out that everybody
so
is a it's 99% lesbians in the WNBA?
No, it's not that. It's not that low.
What about softball leagues and bowling leagues?
And that,
what about faggies?
And that if you are
the greatest bar in the world.
What about across the street at Dykes?
Remember in Police Academy, every time they'd walk into that one bar, they would always accidentally find themselves like they would always walk into the gay bar.
The thing I hate about gay people is they always trick me into having the best sex of my life.
I know it. Well, the thing I hate about gay men is always putting those delicious cocks in my mouth and butt.
And their car keys.
Hey, keep that deliciousness
butt.
To your own
is
kind, guys.
Is that a Honda in my butt?
Okay, back. Well, you into some NBA. Well, we'll all agree that JJ's got to go, right?
No.
Yes. Can't we all agree on this?
He struggles against oversized twos. But he actually plays wonderful team defense.
Just hear me
out. He keeps the fucking ball moving.
He gets worn down.
Here's why he should be a starter, you merciless cunt. Is because he's the fucking best first quarter scorer. So if anything, he should start and then sit for two, three, and four.
I'm fine with that, too. I'm fine with that. What I'm talking about is throughout the game.
Would you prefer Austin Rivers?
I love Austin Rivers. I think that
love isn't a word I would use, but I like him.
No,
if you were
I really
Coach Tripp,
like. I mean, I really love Austin
Tripp
Rivers. I think
with
he's
this
great.
Squad, who's your starting lineup?
Here's just hear me out. It's
does
very,
this involve a trade?
Well, dude, it's like you have this amazing point guard, Chris Paul, who's all world and is arguably one of the greatest point guards to ever play
the
game.
The Black John Stockton.
Okay, one of the best.
Yes,
but he's 6 foot, which is fine. So now you put with him a 6'3 guy.
So two undersized.
Two undersized guys. On top of that, your three is no offensive threat at all. None.
No, but he's a defensive dynamo.
Yeah, but dude.
And
listen,
a great rebounder.
Listen.
And my wife wants to fuck him.
And a shot changer. Really?
Yeah.
That's where you got to get worried.
Why don't you just tune in? He just talked about that. Anyways,
he's
so
mentally a faggy.
So it. It allows teams to take bigger defenders and put them on Paul. And then you could actually, what the Warriors do forever, take Steph Curry, put him on the three. Because there's no offensive threat there. So now you got two bigger guys covering two smaller guards. And that's why, at the end of the season, these two guys are always worn out.
At the end of the day, the Warriors match up against us so well because of what you're saying, right? Because Klay Thompson is much
taller
than JJ
Redick. And I think Doc Rivers
has
put together a team that is trying to win a championship in 2002. That he's trying to match up against the Kobe, Shaq,
right,
Lakers.
So let me ask you this. Why does Memphis play Golden State so well? They're 2-1 versus
more physical.
Golden State.
They're
and
more
why
physical.
Do the Clippers play San Antonio so
because,
well? We're 2-1
because,
versus San Antonio.
Because Memphis is they have much more offensive power than us. Yes, they
Memphis
do.
Memphis has more offense
yes,
than L.A.?
Yes, dude. Yes.
Oh, stop.
Who's to go over their starting five? There's both centers can score. Their point guard can score. The only one on their team that isn't a that isn't an offensive threat is their shooting guard. Everybody else is. We have two defensive specialists on our starting guard. That means every time we go up against the elite teams in this league, we are down two scorers.
How two? Because Chris Paul's not scoring?
No. Batamute and fucking DJ is not an offensive threat. He is a running lob guy. And then he's like, hey, I'm going to swat shot. I'm going to stop layups. That's great in 2002. But now it's a jump shot
team. Shooting league.
That's what I thought you were saying your wife wanted to fuck also. I thought you were talking about DJ right there. And I was like, well, there's a situation.
That's my whole thing. It's just like... The problem with – and this is why I wanted to get Carmelo Anthony and maybe Wilson Chandler is that you need to match them offensively. The new defense is the great offense. The Warriors aren't necessarily a great defensive team. It's just you do a layup, they hit a three. You miss a shot, they hit a three. Now you're like, fuck,
against
man.
Against the Clippers in the third quarter alone. Yeah.
And look how
– again, they're up 12 at the half.
Yeah.
Eight or 10 or 12.
And the Clippers
double
played
digits,
phenomenally
so like 10 or 12.
For the first half and then came
and
out
just look
and then got rolled.
At how many times we get blown out in the key. Even against the Warriors. It's unbelievable how much fucking in-the-paint scoring we get when we have this guy, DeAndre Jordan, who's supposed to be this fucking defensive stopper.
You know what I'm sick of?
What you can't see at home is Sam is now crying. He literally got
as a Clippers fan.
He's weeping.
As a Clippers
and
fan.
And he has a picture of Mike Dunleavy. He keeps kissing.
I would rather have Dunleavy as a GM.
I got to be honest. If we had Dunleavy
I'd rather have a turkey sandwich
Negro,
as a GM.
We'd have, like, we would have a dynasty.
If Dunleavy
drafted Sean Livingston, Dunleavy drafted Eric Gordon,
where he messed
Blake
up
Griffin,
was
DeAndre
picking that
Jordan.
Rushing kid over yeah. Paul George. That was
the only
time
he fucked
up.
But he picked Livingston, Gordon, Griffin, DeAndre Jordan in the second round.
Yep.
The guy knew what he was doing.
He's
they
a
laughed
shitty
him
coach.
Out of town, which was horrible. But if he was there during Chris Paul's first year, which he should have been instead of Vinny Del Negligent, we would have actually
Blake Griffin getting hurt fucked his chances.
I got the solution.
He got us a working. He got us a facility. My point is,
yeah,
everybody's made moves except for us, and it's because our GM is too busy.
I think
coaching
look,
and playing.
I'm
golf.
A huge Clipper apologist. That's what I do professionally. I've actually now finally figured out how to get paid to be a Clipper apologist. I'm pretty excited, thanks to the nice folks at SeatGeeks.
Yeah,
but they have a ceiling. And that is the 100% fact, is that they have a ceiling. Now, realistic me says their ceiling is the third round. And that is all I want with every fiber of my being. I don't want to win it all. I just want to go to the Western Conference Finals.
CP3s and
in the
Blake.
21st century, in the year 2000 and everything, only two teams haven't made it to the Western Conference Finals. Can you name them?
Yeah, two teams have made it to Western Conference.
Only
Finals.
Two teams have not made it to the Western Conference Final.
Clippers
in the 2000s.
Clippers
are one of them,
and
the other one will
Pelicans.
Make you sad. Exactly, the other team led by Chris Paul. That may be the problem.
I don't think it's a problem. The problem is that Chris Paul has no weapons around him.
Chris Paul led two teams, the only ones that haven't made the Western Conference Final in the 21st century. Even the fucking Minnesota Timberwolves went to the Western Conference Finals.
Didn't give DeAndre Jordan the 20 mil.
Oh, for sure.
Just think about that. We would be able to spread that around.
I mean, I got the solution for all the Clippers' problems. Head coach, GM, player, J.J. Redick. Give them all three jobs.
Yes, so smart.
Starter, starting, shooting guard. Give him head coach and let him be GM.
I mean, dude.
But also, like,
party's over, assholes.
Think about all the money we could save if we took Luke Mbamute's contract away, which is a bag of peanut shells and two bus passes.
No.
How much do you think Trump wants to kick him out of the country? If the Clippers made it to NBA Finals and he just heard that guy's name, he would assume this guy has to be
out.
Check his papers.
Fake sports news.
So let's move on because we're never going to agree on any of that. Let's talk about.
I agree with you in that the Clippers are limited in their potential.
Dude,
all I want is West.
The
Conference
notion
Finals.
That since he's been there, which is what, 6 years now, Doc, or how long? We had no impact rookies. He doesn't allow them to play. We got this guy, this stone kid who can
building,
shoot threes.
He's not building for the future. He's building for the present. And the problem is the present has a ceiling, and that's round
you
three.
You can't have two defensive stoppers. What is the best Bonamute is going to do against?
But why can't the Clippers play tough like Memphis? So Memphis beats Golden State because they play tough. Why
and
can't
they have
the Clippers
offensive
play
threats.
Tough?
They have post moves.
But I disagree with I disagree with that because the Clippers offensively.
Can you go find out who the starting
five
of the Memphis is right now?
Conley.
Bring up Memphis's starting five.
Mike Conley. Mark Gasol.
Yeah. Z-Bo.
No, Z-Bo comes off the bench now. Z-Bo comes off the bench now.
Okay. But he still plays crunch time minutes.
Absolutely. He's their sixth
okay.
man.
Okay. Mike Conley. Chandler Parsons is a fucking offensive threat. He can go for 20 any night.
J. Michael Green, who played Bubba and Forrest Gump.
Yes. Those guys can score.
Oh, then Tony Allen is your defensive.
He's the only guy. That's fine if
he's
you got
Luke
one. Mute. If you got one,
sure.
That's fine. To have
who
two
the fuck
guys,
is J. Michael Green, though? Is he good?
Who gives a fuck?
That's what I'm saying.
Zach
There's
Randolph
no way that team is
most
offensively
heavy
lifting. Okay.
Okay.
He averages 9 points per game and 7 rebounds.
Is that
J.
Brian
Michael
Moses?
Green. That's certainly more than Luke and Bob Mute.
How many minutes does? What are the minutes that Zach Randolph does?
J. Michael Green's got a cuckoo eye like Brian Moses.
Like Brian Moses. He's got,
yeah, Brian Moses always looks like he's making eye contact with me with one eye and then watching somebody sneak up behind me. With
basically
his other
plays
one.
The same minutes, 25 minutes a game, last 10 games, 25 minutes a game.
Right.
So he's doing most of the. He's an offensive threat. Marcus Hall, offensive threat. They could go for 20, 25 anytime. We have two guys that can do it. And you know what? Yes.
So
yes.
If DeAndre could score more, then all of a sudden problem solved, right?
It would be a way better. We
right?
would have a chance. He only scores during layups
it's
and
only,
alley-up.
And it's only certain matchups that he can score. It's
and on
only
top
very
of that,
certain
dude,
specific matchups.
He gets lit up on rebound. I mean, like, people out rebound him all the fucking time.
It's the problem. Like, I don't. It's not DeAndre. Like it's not DeAndre having a problem with rebounding. It's the rest of the team that's having a problem rebounding.
They should have. They should.
He's probably three.
You know what they should do with Blake Griffin?
Rebounding right
they
now.
Should do what they did with Dwight Howard, which is just ring of shooters and just let him work down low.
Did you see Dwight Howard fake out the Boston fan when he was ejected yesterday?
Yeah.
So what happened? I just saw a clip.
Can you look it up?
He gets a T,
yeah.
Right? Because he pushes a guy on Boston.
Yeah.
Then he dunks and hangs from the rim for like 12 full minutes. And they kick him out, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was the lady ref. So he walks
which none
away.
Of them like, which none of them like.
So he's taking his jersey off.
Yep.
And this girl's freaking out because she thinks
and she doesn't look like she's all there. And I mean in chromosome count.
Oh, she does have cross-eyed.
Whoa. And then he gives the jersey to
a black guy.
No, the white kid
who
played Casey Affleck's nephew in Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
do you think right here he's thinking, man, all Boston fans are retarded?
I'm in a band. I got two girlfriends. You're a janitor in Worcester. Why I got to move, pal? That's basically Manchester by the Sea. Look at how happy this ethnically ambiguous,
dude, by the way,
genderly
remember
ambiguous
when everyone
creature
says
is.
That Blake Griffin is going to be the next Sean Kemp. He's the next Sean Kemp. Dude, he has like 11 kids by 10 women.
Yes.
And, dude, he's going to be so broke soon.
You
I
know
feel
what's crazy
so bad
is
for him.
Your stat is wrong. He has 11 kids by 12 women.
Oh, Jesus.
He figured it out.
Yeah, what, he banged a Siamese twin, knocked it up.
Yeah, that's right. They cut it right down the middle to make
who
the baby.
Who won? Two women formed the Wonder Twin babies.
That's
they got
right.
together.
Zan
form
and
up
Dana.
One human baby.
Yeah, and one was a pterodactyl and the other one was a bucket of ice water.
And it only counts as a full bang if you bang both of the twins. You can't bang one and be like, yeah, bang Siamese
and also, you
twins.
Can't, you can't,
no, you bang half a Siamese twin.
You can't bang Gleek the space monkey and say I bang the Wonder Twins.
Absolutely
you
not.
You gotta fuck Xan yep. and Jaina.
I yep. respect that. Hey, what do you think
form
of
a cum rag, an ice cum rag, sorry.
What do you think
ice cum rag. Form of cum rag. Form of gorilla. One's always a gorilla carrying
yes,
something.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
No, just like,
and the other one was an igloo. Up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Form of a snowball. Form of a fucking gorilla throwing snowballs.
Here
oh,
we
I came very original here.
That was Glee,
so,
not Scooby.
Glee. So, what do you think about Boogie Cousins going to New Orleans?
Has it worked yet? Have they won yet?
They still haven't won 3 games in a row.
No.
Because they're scoring all the points for them. Nobody else on that team can score. Jrue Holiday is shitting the bed.
J R U, spelled Jrue Holiday.
Shitting the bed.
I don't know. I'm very intrigued by that trade, obviously. But it's not working, and will it ever work? New Orleans is fucking cursed.
Well, Alan Gentry is a great assistant coach. He cannot be a head coach.
No.
He's just a coordinator.
And he was wonderful for the Clippers and then was an assistant for the champion Warriors.
Yeah. He just can't do it. And he just can't get these guys. They've been, yeah.
And what about the Eastern Conference? Is it just Cleveland and it's no one else?
Well, Toronto just, they lost their Kyrie, or what's their name, the point guard.
Kyle Lowry.
Lowry's hurt for like 3 or 4 weeks. That's a big, because they got Ibaka.
The playoffs are in 7 weeks.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, Clips have 23 games in that very short time. But we're in the home stretch here. Now it actually matters.
I think Paul George kind of fucked himself.
Indiana?
Paul George, by telling everybody he just wants to play for the Lakers, and therefore Boston didn't go after him.
He did say that he wants to be a Laker.
Because Boston wanted to get him. They have that Nets pick, and they wanted to send it to them for him. And he's like, no, I want to play for the Lakers.
Is he from L.A.?
Yeah, he wanted to be a Clipper fan. He's actually from Fresno. No, he's from L.A. He's from L.A.
And he said he wanted to be a Laker.
Yep.
Oh, that's interesting.
He should have gone to Boston, dude. Him, Al Horford, Isaiah Thomas. That's a great, great team. That's a good team.
Yeah, but they didn't get him. And Boston will be beat by Cleveland.
I mean, dude, Washington gives Cleveland a lot. I think Cleveland is more beatable than people think. But
for
now
sure.
they're getting Williams and Bogut. So now they're just filling in. It's just arms race right now with Golden State.
The thing that bothers me about the NBA is how top heavy it is. Like, not even half the teams are winning teams.
I feel like it's been like that my entire life.
They're trying so hard.
Lakers, Celtics, 76ers, and then you go kind of Bulls, Pistons, Celtics-ish, Knicks-ish. There's always been four teams and everybody else.
Right.
I feel like. I mean, since, you know, 84-ish.
Since it's so top-heavy, why not add two more teams? Give Seattle a team. Pick an East Coast city. Give them a team. Then you don't have over half the teams making the playoffs. It really irritates me that an under-500 team, basically from both conferences, can now go to the playoffs and
lose
in four.
That happens in the NFL. People lose their fucking mind. When a team wins their division at 500,
right.
People lose their fucking mind. It happens for four teams in the NBA every single year.
Absolutely.
Every single year, an under 500 team.
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem with the NBA is that you actually make more money off the court than you do on the court. So the move.
But doesn't that change now? Doesn't, like, everyone's contract is going to go crazy this summer because of some cable deal? And
yeah, but still, the numbers will be still. I mean, well, yeah, I guess. I mean, you're looking at Boogie Cousins might make $40 million a year.
You mean shoe deals and whatnot?
Yeah, everything. So, and there's more money in playing in a big market, so these guys want to force their way into a big market.
I just love the fact that the Clippers are so much better than the Lakers and have been for so long. It is fucking phenomenal.
I'm just sad that he's made no... He has no ability to upgrade this team, and he just kept trying to get bargain basement guys.
So do you like Doc Coach and hate GM Doc?
100%.
See, I'm starting to realize I'm also starting to kind of like not love Coach Doc.
Well, I don't like Coach Doc in that he doesn't seem to think Brandon Bass, who always gets shit done when he's in there, should be in the rotation.
Yeah, he gets garbage minutes.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and it's just like. And just not to play any of your rookies. And then what he does get rid of people, he just gets fleeced by everybody. Oh, here's a first-round draft. He gets away first-round draft picks like he's Oprah's, and it's Oprah's favorite thing. He's like, you get a first-round draft pick. You get a first-round draft pick. You get a first-round draft pick.
Right.
You don't get those away. It's going to be you're the NRA, and they're taking your guns from my cold, dead hands. You don't give away first-round draft picks.
Right.
You just don't
develop,
do it.
Guys.
And you have no clue because as a GM, you have to be watching the college game, watching the D-League, watching Europe.
Can't do it if you're coach as well?
You can't.
Right.
And on top of that, he's golfing all the time?
Yeah.
What's he watching the EuroLeague while he's putting?
I don't think so.
He's fucking – it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, dude. Golden State, dude, what about Draymond Green? I think they might get rid of him in the offseason.
No.
He's that much.
Why, he's that volatile?
Oh, dude. He's the reason they lost the finals.
Sure.
Up 3-1.
Absolutely.
And he got...
Can't control his shit.
And LeBron James just did Jedi shit on that guy.
Sure.
And he fucking got... And it changed.
You guys watch LeBron James' game show, The Wall?
I haven't.
My wife's mother-in-law was in town visiting, and she loves The Wall. So I watched it on two different nights.
How is it?
It is so retarded. Okay, so...
Retarded good, retarded bad.
It is an hour-long show where they ask 6 trivia questions, okay? How they can spread 6 trivia questions over an hour is fucking fascinating. So basically, if you and I were a team trip, okay, you would go off into some isolation chamber and you would get asked some dumb question like, when Swanson's introduced the first TV dinner, what was the meal? Then you got 4 options, okay? Now I go, well, Tripp, he loves frozen dinners. He's going to know this.
Right.
He's also a history buff.
Yes, I am. You know that about me.
He loves history and frozen dinners. This is his forte. So I'm going to say 3 balls, okay? I'm going to give this a 3-ball question. Now, if you answer it correctly, now my 3 balls will go up on this giant wall, Plinko wall, like Price is Right, and they'll shoot down these balls, and it'll bounce around, and it'll either land in $1 million, or $250,000, or $50,000, or zero, okay? And we amass all this. I watched 1 hour where these 2 dumb bitches got 1 fucking question right. Only 1. And these bitches still walked away with $150,000.
Really?
Because at the end of it all... They say, they write you a check, like Deal or No Deal style, and they go, do you want this bright, shiny check for $150,000, or do you think your partner amassed more than that playing fucking LeBron James's fucking Plinko? And so this woman, thank God, knew she was a retard and didn't answer any question right. She missed the fucking TV dinner. By the way, what was the first Swanson TV dinner introduced?
Salisbury steak.
Salisbury steak and mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Brownie.
You guys would have gotten it wrong. It was a throwback to Thanksgiving dinner. It was turkey, and the fixins. It was like mashed potatoes. You're right about that.
I
but Salisbury
like...
steak was an option.
I had Twizzlers for Thanksgiving.
Oh, and it's fucking hosted by this prick.
Yeah. Oh, you don't love him? I love Hardwick.
That's how much I hate Chris Hardwick is how fucking likable and lovable he is.
He's the nicest
fucking
guy.
He's the nicest guy ever. I met him once in like the late 90s. We were both going out for some sitcom.
Oh, was that his boozing years?
When he was fat?
Yeah, he was a little heavier, and I booked the role. He didn't. No big deal.
Oh, shit.
But he gave me an audio cassette, a pink audio cassette that was like a Barbie audio cassette story that he gave to me. Like, who does that? And he was the nicest guy ever.
Like, what was the story?
Of the Barbie? It was Barbie Cinderella.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was in my, at the time, Volkswagen Passat, the Pussbot. And I put that tape in there, and I listened. I was swept away.
But tell me what it was. What did it say? Can you remember?
Oh my God! It was a thing where you and it was like turn the page, like the fucking magic fairies.
Oh, it tells you when to
turn
the page.
It tells you when to turn the page.
Yep.
And like so, Barbie she's basically a slave, right?
I'm so fucking hard right now. Keep talking.
Okay. So she's this slave, and her stepmother is
a white slave.
Yeah, she's a white slave.
I'm out.
Oh, black. She's black.
I'm back.
Okay, so Black Barbie, is a slave, right?
Blarby.
And her stepmother is such a cunt, okay? But then there's this thing, there's this big party that Ken is throwing, and he's royalty now.
Yes.
Ooh.
Do you want a white Ken or a black Ken?
What's his role going to be?
Can we get
he's the prince, and then Black Barbie and him end up fucking because they both have a shoe fetish.
Let's call him Puerto Rican.
All right, so Puerto Rican Ken, okay? He throws a party. Barbie, even though she's a slave, is allowed to go to this party, which I still don't understand why, because of magic. And then she goes, and then at 12, she turns back into a slave,
ooh,
right? But then Brad Pitt frees her at the end.
So weird.
Dude, I am all about that story.
Turn the page.
Minus the Brad Pitt freeing her. But I like that.
Yeah, I'm in too. Guys, it is getting hot. It's time to bet. There's a lot of action coming out. Playoffs, UFC 209's coming up. Getting the sweats.
Yeah.
Chris Wilde's getting the sweats. He wants some action. Chris wants some action.
Yeah.
Chris is looking for action, go to BetDSI. BetDSI for all your bet needs. Use promo code PUNCHDRUNK, and you can make those bets, man. I've been almost killing it.
I give it $10.
I got to be honest. I went to betdsi.com. I won big, and I put the down payment of a beautiful house in Redondo Beach. All thanks to the nice folks at BetDSI.
Oh, my
I just, I literally
picked.
Are you
available to do the show all the time?
I picked three games. That's all I did. I picked three games.
What were those games, you remember?
Winners. All winners.
Oh, that's all I need to know.
I picked Moonlight.
Yes.
Right? Best picture.
Yeah.
I picked Clippers over Charlotte.
Yes.
Okay. And then I picked hockey.
Oh.
And all of them came up.
You didn't even pick a game. You just checked hockey.
Hockey. Yeah. And hockey won that night.
Guys, go to betdsi.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you 10 free bucks.
Yep.
Click hockey. Buy a house in Redondo Beach.
South Bay.
What more do you want?
And if you want to come visit me at my house, you want to get a good seat, you go over to SeatGeek. And
yeah,
hook you up.
Yeah.
Bet
yeah.
DSI.
I bet you.
You know what I used to
Faye Dunaway would have hooked up with you if she knew you'd bet hockey.
I used to bet CSI, and that's not as profitable.
Not profitable at all.
Fuck those people at CSI.
I'm trying to get our good friends at Faggies to get some Bet DSI slot machines in there, but it's a whole gambling thing.
Dude,
they do Bet DS guys.
Do parlays. Do bet individual games. Baseball starting. I mean, everything's cooking with gas.
And I will say this. If you're betting on spring training, you have a gambling problem, I don't judge you.
And there's a number you can call, but it isn't BetDSI, which is fantastic.
Let me ask you something. Please. Are you at all into MMA?
Can you look up 209, what the card is? 209, look at that.
Johnny Woodward.
MMA,
it up.
UFC. Statman.
Oh, you lost your job.
Boxing.
But that means I got promoted.
Promoted to just say, here is
yeah.
that
promoted like, I'm to, a real member.
Yeah.
Promoted to just sit there and awkwardly and stare at your phone until we talk about UFC?
I don't stare at my phone. I look when it lights up. I don't do anything, though.
I wish all sports were men in their boxer briefs.
Like, yeah, look
literally,
at that.
That like, should be
hey,
all
welcome
sports.
To fight.
Yeah, excuse
fuck.
Me, I need to tune in now.
Welcome to fighting and fucking. Right? Loser gets it in the ass.
Did you watch that documentary I told you about? Nanny?
No, because you made me watch three shows last night. He said he's going to spoil that Big Little Lies on the show today. So he's like, so you better watch tonight. So I had to watch the new episode of Girls last night.
I'm fine with Big Little Lies because I don't watch it.
That, yeah. Nope.
And those two.
That's not the rule.
So,
I'm no longer allowed to spoil things anymore because one person voted.
No.
I said if one person votes.
I love his
That
math.
Was dumb. No, that was dumb. The poll clearly says people want you to
but
do
no,
it.
But the no, but I said if
but,
one
Yeah, but
person,
that's, you're being dumb.
No, you're being dumb.
You're being dumb.
Guys have all been dumb since I started the show.
Sam's so cool with the spoiler.
We
think
sound
it's funny
like kids.
I spoil something he likes. Then he's
yeah.
like, God, hey, bro,
I'm
we're
going to
lose listeners. We're going to lose listeners, bro.
We got to call.
You got to gain them first.
Hey.
That's true.
You're on the BetDSI hotline with Chris Wilde. Who's this?
Fucking wilding out, dog.
Oh, nice.
What
is
up,
this,
up,
is this Nate
this
or
is
Nick Diaz? Which
is this
brother
Nate or
have?
Nick
fucking
Diaz?
Nate, dog. Just got done watching a fucking brawl at the Whole Foods salad bar here in fucking Stockton, dog.
Wow, I'm surprised they have a Whole Foods in Stockton to start off.
This is
it's
a very famous
a
MMA fighter.
Dog. There's a Z at the end of it, dog.
What's the sneeze guard like at the salad bar?
Fucking no sneeze guard, dog. We don't give a shit, dog.
What about rash guards? I imagine the Stockton salad bar would have rash guards.
Yeah, dog. Any store you come in, you got to put on a fucking rash guard in case you have to fucking roll.
That's probably
so
what
smart.
I so what kind of who got into a scrap at the salad bar of a Whole Foods? He said there's a
this
Z at the end.
Two fucking 11-year-olds, dog. I was rooting for this one kid. He
right.
turned out to be a real fucking bitch, dog.
Why? What'd he do?
They fight to the death,
he fucking
right?
He wasn't taking punches. He fucking wasn't. He was dropping his fucking left when he was throwing right. I was like, what the fuck, dog? You're being a fucking bitch.
So, and did you say that out loud to the 11-year-old, or did you just let the
yeah,
other...
Yeah, dog. He was trying to fucking coach this guy up. I had money on him against fucking Dirty Larry. He had the other kid, dog.
How much money did you put on him?
Now, you don't know, Dirty Larry is Gil's old man, okay?
So, no,
Phil, dog, no, he's no. fucking, he's a Phil, friend of ours, dog. He's
Phil and Dirty
warrior.
Larry
he
are just there.
Nick
friends
when he had
that,
fucking legal problems and shit.
Seem to invest
benefits.
In everything that they do. How, it's been a while since, first of all, it's been a while since we've heard from you. Thanks
so
for calling
great
back
to hear
in.
Your voice.
And what has Phil and Dirty Larry been up to? Usually
yeah.
they're...
Usually in
fucking Phil's in night school.
That was that school where you learn to be the night.
What's he studying?
Yeah, what's he studying?
He's fucking doing like mechanic shit. We've been having a ton of problems with our fucking tuners lately, dog.
No, the pontoon boats aren't.
Pontoons are big in Stockton.
They're called tutors?
Tuners,
I guess.
Tuners.
Yeah, that's
tuners.
The tuner lifestyle.
Yes.
Two for the tutor, one for the cooter. That's yeah. what I say.
Now,
exactly, dog. Fucking, I can't believe you guys got fucking Thomas Lennon on the show, dog.
They got me. Straight from Reno 911 and a horrible version of The Odd Couple.
Oh, is that still on?
Yeah, and apparently it's really hard to film because Matthew Perry is on such hardcore drugs. He'll show up and will not be able to physically move. And they literally have
allegedly,
to, like,
dog,
stop
there. Allegedly,
dog.
Mouth, dog.
Allegedly.
100%
allegedly.
Fact, Matthew Perry is a fucking drug addict.
Yeah.
And it's, like, crippling him.
Dude, you're in a room full of them.
Yeah, I
hear
trust me, I smell my own. smell my own.
You guys ever fucking get in fights and fucking meetings and shit?
Yeah.
I've broken some up.
Yeah.
I broke up one of the craziest fights I've ever broken
really?
Up was, yeah.
Between.
Oh, fuck, dog. I gotta fucking see this shit.
I had a guy high on meth one time just stare at me like I was a shape-shifting lizard person and just in the middle of things like, enough! I'm tired of you. I'm like, what?
Is it that one crazy guy that I know who you're talking about?
Yeah.
He went off on me once, too.
Yeah, he just goes nuts and walks out.
I took
my watch
crazy
off.
Crazy Stew, right?
What?
Crazy Stew?
Yeah,
crazy
yeah.
Crazy Stew every time.
Crazy ass Stew got 2 days sobriety.
Robert is that guy's name.
I don't
Robert?
Know his name. We don't say his real name.
How many? Oh, yeah, the only Robert in California. Everyone's spoiling his anonymity.
Robert. The point is you don't say the name. Listen, back to the sneeze guard. Did you win money?
I fucking lost money,
no,
dog.
Lost.
The guy fucking dropped his left. This other kid fucking knocked him out. His teeth were all over the fucking macaroni salad and shit.
Hey, any rumors to Ronda Rousey coming back? There's a notion that she said she might be coming back.
She's the lady from the Entourage movie.
Yes, that's her.
Dog, she's raising Nick's baby. She fucking ain't coming back, dog.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, it sucks.
She's fucking done, dog. Fucking, I'm not coming back unless they pay me $800 million.
Wow,
I'm not
that's
fucking
a
fighting,
lot.
Dog.
It seems fair, though.
Now, what about, now you got to have a fucking somewhat of a boner to fight GSP now that he's back. I know you and your brother have a very contentious relationship with George Rush St. Pierre.
Boring, dog. I just want fucking Connie Mack. I want that fucking Connie Mack money. Dog, I'm fucking smoking a lot of weed.
Good.
Uh-huh.
Stay in shape.
Shit.
I have a UFC glove that I smoke weed out of. It's fucking
gold. Oh, you made it into a bong?
Do you think they'll ever let fellas fight ladies at the UFC?
Oh, this guy's pushing for it.
Making a mad push for it.
He's got to change .org trying to make it legal.
Yep. And I want to see, like, bantamweight women versus, like, super heavyweight, man.
Yeah.
Dog, here's a fucking new fight league. I'm going to start it with this Lieutenant Dangle guy.
Lieutenant
it's
Dangle.
Fucking guys like Ari Shaffir, untrained fucking losers.
Love it.
Fight fucking women.
I like
who
that
weigh
too.
Less than them, dog, who
nice.
Are trained.
Right.
I like that. I would like to see Joanna Champion against Ari.
Oh, I'd love to watch that.
You think Ari would get a boner in that fight?
Yes. And then
she's 6'3". How tall is she, dog? He's got an advantage.
Hey,
he's got
an advantage.
He's got reach.
Do we have any
everything.
Pictures of Ari's new belt that
oh
we
my
show
God.
Chris?
Does he still do the show?
You have it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Ari's gone MIA. He's just gone off
he's
the
training.
Grid.
I heard
people
he's training.
Call me, and they're like, yeah, we don't know where he is.
So when you're back in the day when you would go to auditions, they would take your Polaroid, okay?
Yes.
And then you'd bring your Polaroid into the audition with you, and they'd fill out a size card. It was a really kind of a tedious process. So me and Ari were auditioning for the same, like, Golden Corral commercial or something. So I go into my audition. Look at the size of that fucking left ball.
I know, dude. What's wrong with this
that
guy?
Because his penis isn't moon. That small, but the
it's
ball is
moon.
So big that it
moon.
Makes his
yeah.
penis look small. So I go into the audition, right?
Oh my God. He sends it to me all the time.
I come out of the audition room, and I take my jacket, and I leave. Literally, don't wear that jacket for years. Put the jacket back on. Feel in the pocket is a Polaroid selfie of Ari and the word fag written underneath it. That he had taken of himself and put into my jacket
hilarious.
Pocket while I was in the fucking
you should
room.
Sell that on eBay. People would buy
I still
that.
Have it. I still
sell
have it.
It. Sell
and it was one of the first selfies because this is before we had smartphones and shit. Ari's ahead of his time.
Ari
that
is
testicle is very, very smart.
Yeah, it's a very smart
very
testicle.
You know, Sean Pulaski?
Yes.
She used to have these crazy 4th of July parties. It was
crazy.
Always the fun. I mean, thousands of people.
Millions.
Thousands of dollars. And
thousands of dollars.
She, literally, just in booths. It was back before, like, cameras and selfies and, you know, everybody's on their phone all the time.
Like Sam right now. like welcome, Candace, welcome to Punch at Drunk. This exact moment.
Yeah, but sorry.
They had so she would put those like cameras, like you know, where you could like then take them and get them developed all throughout her house.
Yeah,
like, hey, disposable everybody, take pictures of yourselves, and we'll develop it and put it into a thing. Me and my buddy Brian Jarvis, like, oh, cool, here's another one, and we would just dick pic. So when she got it developed, she's like, all of a sudden, there's like 70 pictures of two guys' dicks. I don't know who it is, but then I put two and two together because whenever it would be one guy's dick, Tebow would always be in the background, like waiting for his turn. And then when it's another guy's dick, there's Jarvis right behind waiting. She always tells that story of like she do, but she develops it and like, okay, here's your 20 cameras. There's about 10 dick pics on every single one of these.
It was so hard to send dick pics back then. Imagine like really in 1800s, hard. You had to draw your dick.
Yep.
And give it to a guy on a pony.
Go back
and
further.
Run
you had to use elk's blood and paint it on a cave wall.
No, they would put it on a bird's leg and then throw it on a fucking hawk and he'd fly it to whatever twat's trapped in some castle.
That's right.
Hey, here's a fucking, trust me, no, that's really, I sketched it myself. Yeah, I'm not being generous.
No, Sir Gawain's dick.
Everybody's
hot.
Had monster dicks in dick pics back then because they were all drawing them themselves.
Yeah.
Who thought every dick was like 19 inches long? Every guy in the next kingdom has three legs, just so you know.
The kingdom of tripod.
No.
Thou hadst ariseth. All thine right. Shaft be noble and true, sir.
Is he still Gosh, there?
Is Nate Diaz still there?
Look at that fucking size on fucking eBay, dog. I'm just looking at these two size, $22.95, dog.
Wow, two size. Hey, who has size?
You ever seen the fucking footage of me and Nick fighting in the fucking living room, dog, with size?
My Who won?
Pick that shit up, dog.
Who won?
Who do you think, dog? The fucking fearless leader, Nick Diaz, dog.
Oh, and,
so, yeah,
and Diesel.
That's the only person you give credit to is
Diaz.
Nick.
We're going to go through these fights.
Fucking Oscars? Sweet.
We go through the fights, and you're going to tell us what you think.
Yo, how happy were you that Biola took
it home?
It's
fucking UFC 209, and there's not fucking one guy named Diaz on the card.
Yeah,
fucking
but you turned down fights.
They should have had a Diaz brother on 209.
Yeah, but they turned down fights.
I want fucking Joe Silva back, dog.
Yo, why are you saying no to these fights? The purse is not big enough?
Yeah.
Fucking $800 million, dog.
Yep.
I just feel like that's very reasonable.
Is that too much to fucking ask? Am
I out of my mind here?
If you're going to fight a woman, I think you should get paid that.
Fucking Nick's asking for fucking $1 billion. I'm fucking coming down from that, dog. I'm
you're lowballing
him.
Yeah.
You're lowballing him.
I think you're being a little more realistic than he is.
Yeah, $1 billion seems too much, but $800 million seems right on the nose.
All right, first
dog,
fight.
He's doing fucking rolling paper commercials. Nick doesn't need their fucking money, dog.
I saw that. I did see that. That was crazy.
That's so crazy. I used to do a commercial, an internet commercial with Be Real from Cypress Hill.
Nice.
Congratulations, dog.
Yeah, so
he's a cool fucking guy.
He's very quiet. He didn't talk a lot. So anyways, he shows up and like he doesn't want to do the commercials. So they're like, Sam, will you do it? Because I wrote them a bunch of stuff.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it. And in one part of the commercial, he's like supposed to have a fantasy. Mm-hmm. And it's like it was written by all white people. And like Be Real is what, Hispanic or black? I don't know. I think he's black.
Is he Blatino?
Yeah, he's Blatino.
I call him fucking Lewis, dog. His name's fucking Lewis.
Okay.
I think he's Lewis. He's right.
Okay, Lewis, and in the fantasy, like, he shows up, and a hot chick in a bikini shows up with a 40 and fried chicken.
No.
And I'm like...
You wrote that?
They wrote that part. I didn't write that part.
Okay.
But I'm like, man, you guys are lucky he canceled, and it's me, because this has...
Sure.
Serious racial overtones.
Still be
or undertones. Which one is it? Overtones?
It's cool. Fuck him. My boy Lewis, he's born to a fucking Mexican father and a Cuban mother, dog.
Oh, so that's just straight up Latino.
Yeah, it's not racist at all. He's not even black.
But like Yasiel Puig is Cuban. He looks black.
Is he black Cuban?
Afro-Cuban, dog.
Afro-Cuban.
You don't fucking know your terminology.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's great. Let's go through these fights. Overeem versus Mark Hunt. What do you guys think? Okay, we're going to get your analysis because you don't even know. Hold on. Chris doesn't know anything about MMA. We're just going to get this random analysis on this after. So, Tebow, thoughts?
Bald guy.
Oh, man. Overeem seems to fucking throw it in the shitter when he's up. I could see Overeem with kicks doing some damage, but I'll go Hunt.
You're going to go Hunt? The bald
I'll
guy?
Go Hunt. Overeem needs it. Overeem's on the left. Mark Hunt's on the right.
He just has bleached hair. It's really
he
cool.
He has bleached hair.
I feel like Overeem needs to win this fight more, but I'm going to go with Hunt.
Hunt's going to win because he grew up with his name rhyming with cunt, so he's got more anger.
Oh, there's a lot of fights
there. That's right.
Yes.
Both of these guys I would not want to fight, and both of these guys I'd love to see fight a super-duper flyweight woman. Sure. That's a new weight class I invented, which is 50 pounds or less. Most of them are under fifth grade.
Jesus,
so very small
kids?
Children.
I'm so offended by that. I don't agree with that. Diaz, what do you think? Overeem versus Hunt.
I like that guy's idea, dog. Super duper flyweight versus heavyweight. Good shit.
Thanks, bro.
I just blanked out, dog. Smoking a lot of weed.
Okay. I
think the fucking Hunt's going to ream him, dog.
Yeah, me too,
okay, I like that. You made that homoerotic. And you're going with
that's
the bald
Hunt.
Guy.
Hunt.
Hunt. Because
he's Australian, dog. He doesn't look it, but he's like Australian Samoan or he's something.
That is exactly what he is.
Let's skip the next fight because let's face it, nobody knows who the fuck they are.
Oh,
the guy on the left looks like every guy in the first 48.
Well, you see the guy who is the Vanatia? He got called in at last second to fight Ferguson, and he did really well. So I'm going to go with that guy, the V-A-N-N-A-T-A guy. That's the guy, I think.
Is he the bearded guy with the long nose?
Yes.
He looks like Ari.
He does look like Ari. So I'm going to go with Ari's...
doppelganger?
Yeah.
Genetic this picture looks like
click
Ari
on
versus
can you click
Benji
on it?
Aflalo.
Think he looks like Ari at all.
Well, just go with it.
I mean, imagine long
like
hair.
Callen there.
Imagine longer hair and a really big, long left ball.
Imagine that exact picture, but it was Ari.
You say the guy on the right is Benji?
Not in this picture, but in the other picture.
Because I can see that more than the Ari.
Well, especially in the other picture. That looks like, doesn't that look
I
like?
Think that this shit, he looks a little more like Ari. But again, not like an exact duplicate, mind you. Ari-esque.
I mean, Lando Venata with the nickname of Groovy.
Does that look like Ari versus Francisco Ramos?
But when wouldn't you go with the nickname Lando Calrissian Venata?
Lando Calrissian.
How many other Landos are there other than the one guy in space drinking Colt 45?
Yeah, I would really want to help these guys with their names. You should call us MMA fighters.
Lando.
We will give
dog,
you nicknames.
I go with fucking Marlon Lando, dog.
Oh, I like that, too.
His nickname is Groovy. I got to go for Tamer on this just because of that fucking Groovy nickname.
Yeah, you're going with Tamer because I think you like the six-pack. You do have a little... And he looks like he's got a little erection, right?
Bro, that's
he looks like he got a little boner rock in there.
That's
a little boner.
How come these guys are wearing shorts and not
boxer
briefs?
I'm going to go David Tamer in this fight. You get to choose shorts or boxer briefs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Reeboks, you get one or the other.
I'm going Tamer as
David
well.
David Tamer, dog? I fucking hung out with him at the Comedy Store.
How was that?
He's fucking cool, dog.
Dude, he's Swedish. He was helping me out at IKEA the other week in Carson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I bought a Flutentag, and he helped me pick it out.
Oh, that's so
This is United States against Sweden. I tend to root for Americans, but not anymore. I'm going Swedish for my mother's family. David Tamer, I'm going to go.
Is Sweden known for their lesbians?
I don't know.
Funny or dyke.
Funny or dyke.
So Hunt and Tamer, now we're up to the big three.
Evans versus Kelly, David Kelly, Evans.
Daniel Kelly, Rashad
Daniel
Evans.
Rashad Evans versus Daniel Kelly.
If you ever get a name right, I'm going to be so sad.
Oh, I thought it was Rash Ad.
No, I love
Rash
it.
Ad. It's a Rash Ad.
That's our next sponsor. We have to do a Rash Ad.
So I think
are
this
you
is,
itchy?
I'm
is,
really rooting for Evans in this fight.
I think this is at, what weight, 185?
Yeah.
I think he should be good. This guy.
Who is Daniel Kelly?
Daniel Kelly can fight. He can fucking fight. I've seen his last fight. He doesn't look like he fight. He looks like your dad's drunk friend on his bowling team showed up.
It looks like my cousin's husband.
He looks like he's sucking it in and not.
Yeah, he's like, ugh, mate, please, let me get a bloody fortin. That's my Australian.
That was Australian?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Evans, TKO, second round.
Oh, I'm going to go with Kelly. For the upset.
No, you got to go black, bro. The black guy's going to beat up the white guy.
Oh, you always think that?
If you watch 100%. This new documentary I texted both you guys about on MMA on Netflix, you'll really like Evans.
Okay.
Really, it really made me like him.
Did you see that movie, Moonlight?
No.
That one black kid hit the other black kid with a chair in class.
Well, awesome. What I do is all day Monday, walked around Hollywood Boulevard, congratulate all black people on Moonlight winning.
So smart.
I was like, dude, congrats. Big win, bro. Big win.
Last day.
And you
black
never saw the movie.
Month or whatever it's called.
So yeah. You didn't really know. You were just saying, meet me at Faggy's. That's like going up to white people and be like, hey, man, loved you in Brokeback Mountain. Good for you. It's
yeah.
Like, I wasn't in that
game.
Or
just like go up to wife who's like, love you on CBS.
Yeah. What about that part in, spoiler alert, everybody, in Moonlight where he hit him right in his dick with his mouth?
Oh, that was
repeatedly.
I didn't see that coming because his dick was in his mouth.
Drain the snake. Drain the snake. Numa Nama Nakoff.
Wait, Diaz, who do you have in Evans versus Kelly?
Dog. I'm on eBay. 2012 Sweetwater 22-foot pontoon with a trailer. Fucking 8 G's, dog. Zero bids. I just fucking put one in, dog.
That's pretty cheap, actually. Trailer and a pontoon for only $8,000?
Fucking 2012 Sweetwater? That's fucking days gone by, dog.
Yeah, so if you get that, then you owe $8,000, or did you put in a money bid? Did you put something lower?
No, I put in a bid for fucking $50.
$50
so $50 smart. Yeah, that's
$50,000, dog. I went over the top, dude.
What a dumb fuck.
Well, also, he's getting that 800 mil purse.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, dropping the bucket.
Diaz, who do you have in this Kelly fight versus Sugar Rashad Evans so we can move on?
Yeah. I'm going to take Chris Avila, dog, 209.
Okay. Excellent. Not even in the car. Go ahead. All right. Khabib Nurmagomedov versus Tony El Cucuy Ferguson.
I love El Cucuy, dude. He looked like, dude, if you had a Coke dealer, he's who you want to be your Coke dealer. He has the one just run around eye,
right.
Just running around,
right.
Being crazy,
cool.
Right? And he talks nuts.
Sure.
And I just...
He's got pure cocaine.
I'm
cut with anything.
Yeah, he's got the pure shit.
He's got that good shit.
I like Nurmagomedov in this. I really think Khabib wins this fight. He is tough, dude. He's got his all-around game is on point. And I think he really wants to make a statement and say how much he wants to punch Connie Mack in the neck. I think Khabib wins this fight in 2 rounds or less.
Dude is 24-0-0, for God's sake.
They're both on huge winning streaks. Obviously, he's 24-0. He's won everyone. And then Ferguson's on like a 7 or 8 game winning streak. I'm going to go with Numa Numa Nakoff, even though I love Cucuy. I think he's great, but I'm going to go with Numa Numa Nakoff. And it's going to be interesting to see Numa Numa Nakoff tries to fight Ferguson standing up because his whole game is ground and pound. He's like lethal.
Ground and pound.
Ground and pound. Who do you got?
Oh, I'm definitely taking Nurmagomedov.
Yeah.
Khabib is, that's weird because that's like a Muslim name.
Yeah,
and
he's Muslim.
He's Russian.
Yeah, yeah, he's Russian Muslim. So the UFC is going to be super excited
dude,
about
Donald
having a
Trump
Russian.
Doesn't
Muslim.
Know what to think.
Yeah.
He's half Muslim, half Russian.
Yeah.
I love him. I hate him. I don't know. I'm going to build a wall right between him.
As long as they fight on the other side of the wall.
What about you, Nanny?
Were you guys both doing an impression of the same guy?
Yeah, no big deal. It's honestly the biggest.
I don't feel like that's as easy to pick as you guys do. I think
I didn't say it was easy to pick. I'm pretty positive.
Yeah, fight Nanny. Who do you have? Since this is your big sport, who
I
do you have?
I think this one's really hard, and you guys all just said him no problem. And I know how to say his name, and now I don't because
didn't
you guys
say
all
Ferguson?
Said it.
Oh no,
so
you
wrong.
Said the other one.
I said it's gonna be a good fight.
Okay, I'm gonna pick Tony Ferguson. Then
why?
Because I just think he's... Because I don't think... I don't know how to say his name anymore.
Numa Numa Nakoff.
I don't think he looked that great in his last fight.
Well, because he tried to... Because I really think in the UFC is that they're forcing these guys to be stand-up fighters because it's more exciting. And he tried to do it and he got caught.
Yeah, that's true.
But he still won, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Diaz, who you got on Numa Numa Nakoff and El Cucuy?
Dog, hold on. Putting a bid on a custom Verde bike, fucking BMX, smoke black, dog.
Nice.
Smoke black.
Man, fucking look at the pegs and shit. Anyway,
what are they asking for on that? What are they asking for?
$359.99. I fucking just put $1,000. Why not?
I was just going to ask what you actually wound up bidding.
Dude, you are the
it.
Best negotiator.
Yeah.
You're the Steve Ballmer of fucking eBay.
First of all, just for all the fans out there, dog, the Cucuy, if you don't know, it's a fucking mythical ghost monster equivalent to the fucking boogeyman found in Hispanic and Lusophone countries. What's a fucking Lusophone, dog?
It's like an Obama phone. Yeah, it's like Obama phone for devils.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use a fucking burner, dog. Anyway, I'm going to take fucking Habib, dog. It looks like Khabib, but it's really fucking Habib.
I like it,
shit.
Too.
Nice.
Man,
have you ever seen the footage? This is fucking real of him wrestling a bear when he was a kid.
I saw it last
dog.
Night, actually.
Killed the
His
bear.
His fucking father bought a fucking bear for this motherfucker to wrestle. Our father only got us a fucking, like, a Wolverine, dog.
Yeah, that sounds, reminds me of a good buddy of mine. His father seemed to have an affinity for falcons.
Yo, you going to go see that new Wolverine movie where he's a dad and he curses?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's because Deadpool did so well.
1 year ago today.
That they're like, we got to do more dirty ones.
And
that's
Patrick Stewart, like Professor X drops the F-bomb.
Well, that's why I didn't give a fuck about the Oscars. Like, Deadpool didn't get anything.
Deadpool was the best movie last year.
Yeah, it was a great movie. Yeah.
You know what did win? You know what did win?
What?
Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Academy Award winner.
It was a pure shit.
It was so
pure shit.
Fucking bad.
Yep.
All right, final fight. Tyron Woodley, the chosen one, versus Stephen Thompson.
And there's a belt on the line.
Stephen Thompson.
You can't even say easy Thompson. Names. I love that he's so much.
Thompson, bro.
He couldn't say Daniel.
He got Stephen
he's like,
and
Thompson.
Stephen
Thompson.
And Dave Swarpin.
Dave Thomas from Wendy's.
From Strange Brew.
And is fighting for a UFC title. Hey, who do you guys got? Let's go. Fight Nanny.
Why am I first?
Because this is the only sport you give a shit about.
I'm really out of it today. I think Thompson will win this time.
Why? Because you hate black people.
I love black people. I'm actually very attracted to Tyron Woodley.
Oh, wow. A white chick attracted to a black athlete. That never happens.
Well, actually, you always pick on me and say I'm not attracted to black guys, and he's very good
What
looking.
About him do you like?
Yeah,
did you meet him?
I mean,
him?
He's got a nice face and body. Yeah, I met him at the
expo. That's what it is.
No, because I met Anthony Johnson. Oh, but I would let
You would let
You're
Anthony
right.
Johnson
He smelled really
up.
Good.
Yeah. What do you mean he smelled
it's like,
good?
He, like, just it's smelled
every,
delicious.
She's like, I don't like black guys unless I met him in person, and then, yes.
I have you ever fucked a black dude?
No, he wants me to. Only he wants me to do it live on the show.
Two of twice. Oh, you mean her? Yeah, I don't know.
I met Daniel Cormier, and I don't want to fuck him.
Oh, you mean the fat old guy you don't want to fuck? Wow, really brave. So fucking brave. Tebow, who do you think?
This is a very hard one, and I'm going to go with the upset of Dave Thomas.
Wow. Dave Wendy's. Thomas.
I'm going to go Stephen Thompson.
Stephen Thompson, you're going with Wonder
Yeah, he's
going
to win this time.
Nah, chosen one. Chosen one all day, every
Why?
Day.
Why?
First of all, he's the champ.
Okay.
And then more, first of all, he's black.
Yes.
So he's a black guy fighting a white guy.
They had a draw their last fight. Does that help you at all?
They had to sit down and draw things?
Yeah.
How did they draw?
Yeah.
Yes.
They did police sketches.
Oh, really?
Of, like, of murderers. Someone would tell them what. You ever see the end of the Usual Suspects?
Sure.
That's what they did. They all tried
so they
to draw.
They had to draw Kaiser Soze.
Yeah, that's how it went.
I know. I like Tyron Woodley. He's the chosen one. He's the champ.
And
I
he's
mean,
hot.
He's super hot. He's got three more wins.
Does anything to his package?
Dave Thomas.
There, huh?
Wait, you think he's hot, but you're going against him?
But also,
yeah.
Okay,
I am.
You got to look at record, right? You got to look at height, weight, and then also you have to look at the month of December, where 31%. Tyron Woodley had 31% in December, but Stephen Thompson only had 38%, which is more in December. But December was months ago. So
okay.
I say in the December category, Tyron Woodley has the edge, even though he has
like,
less.
What's he talking about?
There's reach, weight, height, December, and
okay.
then how many
December
subs?
December or decision. It could go either way.
25% subs.
I really
eaten
like that.
At Subway. And then 8% at Quiznos for Dave Thomas. So again, I give the edge to Tyron Woodley.
Yeah.
And then Kotokyo, I don't understand.
Kotokyo.
I don't speak Japanese.
Are those tires? I think those are tires.
Kotokyo is a videotape and a tire. I have a Kotokyo on my Kia.
Yeah.
And they are very.
Kotokyo tires are great.
Each tread is more, it gives me a foot massage.
But then Wonder Boy is winning in tires.
100%. 100%. Again, why I go with Tyron Woodley, because what do tires have to do with fighting? But the month of December, on the other hand, has everything to do with it.
Well, I mean, that's
also 31 days has December, you know?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, shithead has 38 days in December,
okay.
Which is wrong.
I really enjoy your analysis. That
You're
was amazing.
Welcome.
Oh, that reminds me, guys, December 38th, I'm going to be doing a headlining set at Faggies.
Okay.
So,
hey,
come on
hey,
by.
Diaz, who you got?
For, I fucking, this authentic Japanese samurai katana sword is blowing my fucking mind on eBay.
How much? 1,300,
dog.
800? What are you bid? What are you going to go ahead and bid on that?
1,300. I bid fucking 20K.
Wow. I got a feeling you're going to get yourself a brand new katana.
I love eating a katana.
I've never heard of either of these guys. I had to fucking Google them. Apparently Thompson fucking started training at Kenpo Karate at age 3. Fucking a little late, in my opinion, though.
Yeah. Yeah. That's 4 years later than you.
I'm going to take fucking this Woodley guy, dog.
Yep, you're going with the champ who you've never heard of.
Never heard of him, but I heard in the last fight he fucking thought he won, so I think he's out to fucking prove something. And he claims he's being discriminated against.
That is
true. Because he's black, which I think is true.
That is also
true. Yeah, it
is
true that he's black.
He is absolutely right.
What about Chris's analysis that, you know, that Woodley hasn't done quite as well as Wonder Boy in December.
In December, only 31% December compared to 38% for Dave Thomas, the Wonder Boy, in December specifically.
I think it's fucking solid analysis, dog. This guy knows December. I'm fucking with him.
Thank you.
Have you picked?
It's one of my 12 favorite months.
I'm going to go Woodley. I just think that this time, I think he's going to go a little. I think it's going to be a great fight, but I think Woodley wins.
This is a good card.
This is, I mean,
on paper we always say it, but
see that the second
when is
fight,
this fight?
It's this Saturday. If you want to come with us and watch it,
I'm legitimately busy every day.
Okay,
you're so grossed out.
Is it another Indian holiday?
Yeah.
What's it? Poop car?
No, it's like go shit on the sidewalk day. And
shower day. It's shower day.
It's shower day one day a year.
Yeah, yeah.
They go to the Ganges and they throw the muddy water on each other.
Dude,
that's
how
beautiful.
Good. You know how tequila has a worm in it? Indian water all has ringworm in it, right? It's the same thing.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
You got to drink the worm in order to get the nourishment.
Diaz, yeah. Thanks for tuning in, man, calling in. We hope you get your sword, your bike, and your pontoon, man.
Tuning, dog. I heard that's all you did. I'm looking right now at a fucking Tiger Cub 2500, dog. That's cheap.
Actually pretty cheap for a tiger.
Living Tiger Cub.
Yeah, you know what they say about when you get tigers? It's not the original price to kill you. It's feeding it every day.
Sure.
That's I think it's the maintenance too, dog.
Upkeep.
It probably eats $5,000 worth of rabbits every week.
What are you going to name the Tiger Cub?
Fucking Gil's old man.
Gil's old man.
That's a great name.
That's a great name for a day. All right, Diaz, thanks for calling in. Guys, it's the final 15 minutes. It has flown wild. It's killed it. We're going to take your calls 323-282-7424. Call in now. Ask Chris Wilde about the mustache, about Indian holidays, about his love, his homoerotic love of JJ ruined the Clippers' red dick. Okay.
Is there a better looking NBA player? White NBA player, to be fair.
I mean, Chandler Parsons.
I don't even
good.
Say we have to separate race. I think J.J. Redick's the best looking man in the NBA.
Do you prefer him sleeves or
stop.
Unsleeved?
No more talking. We have
sorry.
A call.
Sleeves.
Yeah, she likes sleeves.
Yes. Hey, you're on.
Hey,
with
Garnet,
Chris
what's going on?
Hey, this is Jason from South Bend, Indiana.
Hey,
what's up,
buddy?
Hey, just calling in to tell Sam to quit complaining about Clipper life. He could be a Bulls fan with Gar Paxson never making any kind of trades or changes.
Dude, where
are you a Pacers guy or a Bulls guy out there?
He's Bulls.
I'm a Bulls guy. You know, South Bend's about 90 minutes outside of Chicago. So,
it's weird. You know, like when the Colts took on the Bears, it was like this weird area of Indiana where like they're more Bears fans than there are Colts
fans.
Yeah,
that's where I grew up. That whole area. The region. Yeah. You're a region rat.
Yeah.
Just like
absolutely
me and
absolutely a region rat.
Ryan O'Neill. So am I, sir. So am I. I was born in South Bend, Indiana.
Wow.
What?
So
is this
close.
Your father on the phone?
I highly doubt that. I don't think he's got those kind of balls.
Luckily, no.
Where'd you go to elementary school?
I went to Harrison Elementary over on Western Avenue.
Yeah. Where'd you go? And then you went to Adams, or where'd you go to high school?
Washington High School.
Ooh,
that was
the black high school
when I was young.
Well, black and fancy.
What is your vote right now for? What's your vote right now for Meltdown of the Year?
Yeah, Meltdown of the Year.
Oh, it's easily Tebow running out of the room and you having to chase him down.
Oh, yeah. Tebow, my life
that
is
was,
shit.
That was the most
one.
Dramatic.
That
just because a car
air?
Was oh, involved. Yeah.
That's how we do have Meltdown. Thanks for calling in, man. Thanks for calling in.
Stay Indiana strong, brother.
Stay Indiana. Next up, we got another call. You're on with Punch Drunk. You're on Chris Wilde and the mustache.
My mustache is
here. Yo, what's up?
Hey, who's this?
My name's David.
David, thanks for calling in the Punch Drunk. What do you want to talk about?
I just wanted to call and thank you guys because listening to your podcast actually got me laid once.
Really?
What?
Wow. That girl
sure.
must.
Do you guys remember your.
Is it a girl or a guy you fucked? Who'd you fuck?
So you put
guy
it on and she fell asleep and you fucked her while she was asleep?
What, are we the roofing a podcast? Turn it on, she's out, and you just knock the bottom off it?
Or she's so bored.
You guys had that virgin correspondent way back in the day.
Ah.
And, he asked you guys for advice on like how to take a girl home, I think.
Yes.
Right. And for some reason, like I'm not like I get laid, but like I'm not the type of person to like take a girl home from the bar. It's
Why?
Never really been my style.
Why? Have you gone to Faggies? Because this bar you can take.
I'm more
it's
the guy,
not girls.
I'm more the
but...
guy like.
It's like shooting dicks in a barrel.
Lay like all the hottest chicks like at work. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, you fuck chicks at work?
Yeah.
Where do you work, like, bro?
He works at a singles bar, though, so.
You should get a job at Hooters.
No. But here's the thing. So it was funny. Like, basically, your whole advice to Virgin Correspondent was just, like, find a reason to get them to your spot. Like, something, like, non-threatening. Like, ask her if she likes weed or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
And, like,
right.
get her back to the spot. So, like, I hook up with this chick. I'm laying in bed with her. And, like, part of my whole deal is, like, I live in San Francisco.
Oh.
And, like, girls are like equal parts, like ready to fuck,
yep.
but also ready to
be, get
like, offended.
Oh yeah,
like so,
a lot
like
of
I,
liberals.
My whole game. So like, I'm laying with this chick. We're talking. We just hooked up, and I'm just kind of talking shit about like how I don't really want to be in a relationship right now.
Oh, that's
like,
always good to tell chicks just fucked.
Yeah, unless we're just like down to fuck like all the time.
Now
like,
have you? Now you mean, have like, fucked or haven't
you,
fucked at this point?
You already fucked.
Oh, okay, already fucked.
We had fucked.
And then he said, "I don't want to have a relationship."
Yeah, Mike Tyson did that, and he got brought up on rape charges.
Is that what it was?
So she says, "What you mean, like down to fuck all the time?" And I say, "Yeah." And she's like, "What? Like whenever you want?" And I say. Yeah, I'm kind of buzzed at this point, not even seeing where she's going with it.
Yeah.
Sure.
She says, what do you mean, like rape?
Yeah.
And
you said
I'm
yes.
laying in bed next
at
to this
post-fucking.
And she's bringing up rape, and I'm panicking.
Yes.
I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I say? And I'm like, yeah, just raping bitches.
What? That was your. That's
that
what
was
you
your,
went with.
So in a moment,
Tebow,
where
that's your line, bro. That's,
yeah,
that's your line,
bro. I'm all in favor of everything you said. Here's the only
Hold
thing you
on,
could add,
dude.
Here's what
Hold
I would have done.
On.
If you pee on her, then all of a sudden you didn't rape her. You just peed on her, and she's never going to forget that.
So
oh, this guy peed on me.
Is it a thing well, with a chick
yeah.
who's starting to bring up rape?
Yeah. Hard R.
And you went to Jason Tebow's advice, just be like
raping
bitches.
She. Busted out laughing.
Thank you.
Like, tucked her head
Jason
under
Tebow
my arm.
For the
and,
win.
Like, just started,
Jason
started
Tebow for
so
the win.
You,
here's the only other spot. Way that I won up
Weird
it.
Story.
This
so
is
you
what
followed,
I,
yeah.
I know.
Tebow.
The last guy got one sentence in. We're like, all right, thanks for calling. This guy tells us his whole goddamn life story. Here's the only thing I would have done differently. Mm-hmm. When she goes, wait, are you talking about raping people? I would have gone, before I went to the classic just raping bitches line, I would have gone, why? Who knows you're here right now? That'll always scare the shit out
Boom.
Of them.
You well, dude,
smell
homie,
the shit in their
I'm
pants.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a huge fan of the show.
Thanks.
Like, being able to drop a line from Tebow and get a laugh out of it.
Let alone
like,
pussy.
I got laid. I got a laugh.
You followed
out of
the advice back. Given
I,
by
I
the Virgin correspondent.
I respect that, dude.
Then quoted the show and got a laugh.
Yeah.
And pussy.
I mean, this show
dude.
Is fucking entertaining, educational.
Yep.
This has got it all.
Dude. Punch Drunk is where winners
the
win,
bro.
The
only thing is that you should have more sports talk on the sports
win.
Talk show. But
no,
other than that,
nobody
no,
wants to hear
no.
that.
No.
Thanks for calling in, dude. Right. Thanks for calling in. Keep raping those bitches. Next
Frisco.
Up.
Frisco.
Anyone? Do we got any calls? We had 90 people calling on. We listened to a guy do his own episode of Law & Order, and now nobody's called in. Where are the people calling?
What do you guys think about the Clippers moving to Inglewood?
I love
getting
that.
On that Chargers train.
As long as they don't play in the Great Western Forum, I love that. Because A,
why
I
would
can,
you have against that though? I'll
it's
hear
not
you
big
out.
Enough.
You cannot play in the shadow. You have to move
take
out of the shadow
mean,
of
mean,
the
not
fucking
big
Lakers.
It's not big enough. Can we take the call? We'll get to it. In two
yeah,
seconds.
They need a new gym. They need a new gym.
Hang they need their own gym.
Yes,
they need
their
own
gym. And also, Ballmer wants to build better, not bigger. He wants it to be like the first time you flew JetBlue.
Yeah.
He wants you to have a screen at every seat I can replay whatever play I want.
Oh my God.
I can order
God.
Drinks and food. I can go to fucking
see. I think
we're gonna be Microsoft like a motherfucker.
That's right.
Yes.
And that is good. It's gonna be better.
Will
not
he keep GM Doc?
Right now, Ballmer and Doc are thick as thieves, but Ballmer, I think, has an expiration date on this.
Why does Why does it have to be Inglewood? Why can't it be anywhere?
Because it's about land, and they need land, and they don't want to rent it; they want to own it. You know,
yes,
because
right. they get no money from the box office. Exactly. We got calls. Next up, you're on with Punch
hey,
Drunk.
What's up, everybody?
Thanks for calling in. Who's this?
This is Ryan.
Ryan,
what's up, Ryan.
Sent you a tweet earlier. Y'all helped him get laid. I was hoping maybe y'all could help me find a little smoke in Texas.
Okay, you're trying to find weed in Texas.
Where? Drive to Austin.
How far away from Austin are you?
Get to Austin.
Yeah, that's my problem. I'm right outside of Dallas in Euless. And the only comedy club's got Sarah Tiana this weekend, but we leave tomorrow morning. So.
Oh, let me ask
how close are you to Mexico?
Yeah, I think that's a little bit, too.
Yeah, man, come
I'm
on.
Right by the Fort Worth Airport.
So this is what we're going to do, dude. What is your Twitter handle?
Rip the Web.
Rip?
At Rip the Web.
At Rip yep. the Web. R-I-P the Web?
T-H-E-W-E-B.
Rip the Web.
Okay. So, guys, if you're listening, you're in Texas.
You got green.
You got the weed.
Got the
Dallas-Fort Worth area, correct?
The dank Dallas-Fort yep. Worth area.
There's got to be a ton
there's
of weed
smoke there.
In Dallas.
Yeah, if you look on my Twitter account, you can see, like, the bud that I normally get in Louisville. I normally pay, like, 20 a gram for it. So I
oh, now you're picking how much you want to pay, dude? We're just trying to get you some.
I don't care.
Your Honor, I'd like to remember the case home. Of beggars versus choosers.
Yes. So this is it. If you, it's a pool.
Rip the Web.
Rip the Web.
Yep.
He's looking for weed. If you're in Texas and you can help him out, help him get some weed.
That looks like
and
good
if
fucking
anybody's
ever
in Louisville, right they can hit me up and just put in for a Punch Drunk and I'll hook them up.
Perfect, dude. Well, man, we hope you get some weed. If not, I'm sure there's tons of meth around there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I've noticed just that.
NyQuil.
It's a totally different pretty afternoon.
Good, yeah.
One, you're stoned for a half hour.
Laid,
the other one takes you
high.
Into two the next 2 days. But
well, it would help for the trip driving home, but I don't think I want to be that awake.
So, dude, what is your, for the punchies, what is your favorite meltdown?
Definitely tea running out.
Oh, shit.
That's double.
That's
double
last right. week, it was the other one where they had a cartoon made of it.
Oh, Jeff
that
Sherwood?
The same one?
No, it's a different one. That's Jeff Sherwood.
Yeah, that's the one that seemed, but I don't, is it on the website where people can vote?
No, not yet. The website's not up. Once the website's up.
Because like 25 people have voted in my Twitter alone, and I'm like, I'll never see this, and this doesn't count.
Yeah, well, we'll get it going. We just wanted to put them out there so people can start thinking.
Hey, apparently this is horseshit, and fans want spoiler alerts.
Yes.
FYI, Teebs.
Yep. Yeah, I've been hearing definitely. That all. I get about 25. Hey, will you please spoil this show for me?
So do it. It's funny.
I know. Well, I'll start spoiling more shit. I'm just saying.
What
you
are
you
watching right
you
now?
Weren't going
what'd you
to?
Watch just recently?
The
last thing you watched. And then cut to the end
that
and tell
was
me
really
what
nice of you to warn me yesterday to watch those shows, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, what's it called?
Bat? Shows nobody watches.
Gotham?
Hey, thanks for calling in, man.
What have you
are
watched?
Are you having
recently?
A stroke?
No, he said something. Then he was talking to the caller. I thought the caller was going to. I was waiting. Oh. I was holding out for the caller to say something. I thought they were going to say something.
Because he asked what shows you're watching, yeah, and you were just like blank.
I pretty much have watched everything. When I turn my
are
Netflix
watching,
on, it says Tilt.
Are you watching Sexy Archie?
What is that?
Riverdale on the CW.
I mean, I don't really watch any network shit unless it's like something really good, like, you know, Walking Dead or something.
Sure.
Vanderpump Rules.
You know,
only
shit like
the
that.
Really good stuff. the one where they have the boat.
Everything on HBO, everything on Shudder. People keep wanting me to spoil Billions.
Don't
I haven't
spoil
watched it.
Billions.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Spoil.
Well,
spoil
here's
it.
The thing.
You've
spoil
never.
It. I'll mention spoil a show, it. And Sam will be like, "Hey, go ahead, spoil that. I think it's a hilarious joke. I don't watch it." But then when it's a
don't
show, he does.
Spoil
bro, we're gonna lose listeners. You're spoiling my
yeah,
shows.
Dude, nobody wants that.
First of all, it's what's today? Tuesday.
Yeah,
Billions is on Sunday.
If you haven't
watched it by now, you're not a fan.
Shit.
Now it's on you.
No,
you
watched it.
Because what I watched was shows that were on Sunday, and I hadn't had time.
But
he
I,
made me watch them last night.
I haven't watched
The Bachelor.
No,
is Billions
I
good?
That. Sunday,
I do like
it. I watched the first episode last night, the pilot, and I was like, meh.
It's good.
Of?
It's good.
It's a lot better.
Of what?
Billions.
You know what I don't like?
Too. He pissed on the girl. The girl
you know,
pissed on
yeah.
him.
You know what I don't like?
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Spoiler alert.
And I saw
Sideways
that
get pissed on. Damn. Right out of the gate. It's the first fucking thing you see. It's not a spoiler.
I know. It's the first 3 minutes of two seasons ago.
I don't love that
that's
show.
That's what I did too.
Do you guys like House of Cards? Or do you think it's falling
House
off?
House of Cards.
I think it's falling off a little bit.
Spoiler alert.
No, I didn't
well,
say
you know
why.
What? My problem with the last season of House of Cards is it, like, spanned 4 days.
And
like,
they killed that one black guy.
Mahershala?
I don't know.
So they literally...
I haven't watched it.
You stopped watching.
But, like, nothing
happened.
I haven't
watched it in 2 seasons.
They were like, oh, Robin Wright's going to run with me and be the vice president. And that was it. And then they
is
never run. You don't even know
she...
sexy
as fuck. Like, she is a sexy chick.
Oh, yeah.
Even though she's, like, 40-something.
And she has AIDS.
I tell you who's sexy as fuck.
How do you know?
She, Forrest Gump, man. Yeah. She has AIDS.
I tell you who's sexy is
I would still take a shot at it.
The mom in Homeland from the first earlier, she hasn't been on in like 2 seasons. The girlfriend that was in Deadpool.
Yeah, she's
really pretty.
Oh, she's naked.
God. She's in Gotham.
So hot.
Yeah. Do you know she was married, fucked her co-star, got pregnant, left her husband for a guy in Gotham.
She pulled a reverse Tom
got
Brady.
Pregnant
a
again.
Reverse Tom Brady.
A reverse
we
Tom
Brady. Call.
Oh, my
Come
God,
in.
Call.
Yo, Tom Brady's baby mama.
Hey, we got a call. Everyone zip it.
Everybody zip it.
The last 30 minutes, we take calls. Hi,
what's up, boys?
You're on with Punch Drunk. Who are you?
She's
this is Rick out here, your 209 correspondent.
Oh,
what's
dude.
What's up, Rick?
How you just
are
had
Rick?
A baby?
Thanks. Yes, I just had the baby. Thank you so much for keeping me awake while I was
that's so
well,
cute.
Keeping me entertained while I was up for fucking 36 hours.
Rick,
dude,
you gotta watch
for 36 hours. That's amazing.
No,
he won't fuck ever again. He's got a baby.
My lady went in a little early, and then they fucking didn't let
so
it.
So he had it playing in the hospital
out.
Room. Yeah.
Dude, well, how much
what
better?
What is going on here?
How much better was it when men like
what are you
sat
doing?
In the waiting
that,
room?
This is called how you officially check Sam Tripoli out of a show.
Yeah. Hey.
Pull
hey,
up pornography.
Definitely nominated for Caller of the Year. We'll call him the rapist.
That
oh,
yeah,
two callers really. Ago. He was
the
so
rapist.
Good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm off.
All
on,
good,
whatever.
Bro.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
And then the best freak out of the year has got to be when Sam couldn't think of that fucking guy's name.
Jeff Sherwood. I couldn't think of his name.
That was really funny.
I've listened to that like 3 or 4 times. That's the best. Hey, thank you for everything, guys. I'll let you get some more calls.
Hey,
in,
congrats
but you
on the baby,
you
bro.
On to
what
hey,
what
hey,
is
you
the got name a... of the baby? What is the name of the baby?
Nolan.
Nolan.
Nolan. Nice. Hey, listen, bro.
No,
Nolan.
We hung up on him. Okay. That's what we do on this show.
Well,
randomly...
is he still listening or no? He
yes.
now doesn't
listen. He listens.
That's what I'm saying. If you're a new dad, you got to watch Dad Holes. Google Dad Holes.
Dad
all
Holes.
One word.
Great.
4 million fans can't be wrong. It's the greatest web series about being a dad. So Nolan's dad, watch Dad Holes.
Do we have any more callers?
I thought Jeb was calling. Is he in jail again?
Maybe. Or maybe he was trying to call earlier. But I know cousin Jeb went to jail last week only... 5 or 6 hours after the show.
Guys, use the Amazon links. Go. Oh, T-shirts. We never talked about fucking T-shirts.
Or K-Man Coffee or the Amazon links.
Guys, being on the show, I just want to say, like, I went from, get this, I had 100 followers when we started.
To 60.
I'm at 100.
Nice. Congratulations.
100.
Not everyone watches live. It'll be released tomorrow.
I lose.
You'll kill it.
Okay. All right,
there's 12. There's like 12 people watching this live right
How
now.
How many people watch live, Aaron?
Yeah. Okay. Everyone watching, hold your hands up.
Right what's the 55. Average? What's the average?
That's great. Probably. So we got 55.
50-ish.
Those are the diehards and the unemployed.
So you're saying most of the other podcasts get 55 people watching live?
Nope. What do they get?
Nobody streams live.
We're the only ones. Does that make us old school?
That makes us the only ones that aren't busy.
I think it's the only ones that don't understand the format. It's an
everyone
audio
else is
show.
Like, I got to record it on my yacht, and then I'll just email it to you. The rest of us are like, nah, man, we'll drive an hour and a half there. I got nothing on Tuesdays.
Oh, sweet. There's no parking? I'm there.
No parking. And all the way north of the valley? I'm in.
So, T-Bone, talk about these T-shirts real quick FYI. Before we go, even though... We've lost some.
Guys, first of all, go to cavemancoffeeco.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that'll get you coffee of the stars. They have the cold brew coffee, which is delicious. They have the cold press tea right now, which is
so they're
going
to send the beans to your house.
They will send beans to your house. They'll send cans
of cold brew. Do I have to put it through
brew.
The machine and like grind it myself?
They can grind it for you. You can get it many different ways.
Hey, tell me the name of the website again,
please. CavemanCoffeeCo.com.
I'll tell you something. I drank some of this CavemanCoffeeCo.com coffee.
Mm-hmm.
such a rich, bold flavor. And then that caffeine that I need to keep me going through the day. And I'll tell you, one cup in the morning and then another one in the middle of the afternoon. And that's what I got. And I'll tell you something. You put that on ice, that's a real damn treat in the
Their
summer.
Cold brew is great.
But then the hot coffee, I'll tell you something. It
Forget
makes
about
my
it.
Throat feel alive.
Yeah, okay? It makes me feel like I'm back at Faggy's.
Absolutely. Speaking of alive throats. But I love that coffee. It is delicious.
Thank you, man.
And it's a real pick-me.
Delicious.
Real quick, T-shirts. Talk about them.
And go to punchdrunksports.com. If you're going to do any Amazon shopping, click the Amazon link. That sends you to directly to Amazon. You're going to go there anyway. Why not help out the show? You guys have been doing great with that lately. So any shopping you got to do, we'd appreciate it that way. And go to allcomedytshirts.com. And
such funny t-shirts.
Has all of the Punch Drunk shirts up at it. There's
what
two.
What are they? What are they?
I won't be glad to tell you, even though you keep asking. Better yet, why don't you tell us, Sam?
No, go.
You got that new t-shirt. By the way, I put that t-shirt on. Talk about a great cotton blend. And yeah. I'll tell you something. So much breathing room for my neck.
Yeah.
Know?
Look
and
at these, dude.
It's all a conversation starter. I'll tell you, a beautiful half Asian, half black girl came up and really thought the shirt was funny and started going down on me because of this shirt. And then I used the shirt to clean up the cum off my tits.
All of these,
I will say this,
very,
very all of these are make wonderful, fantastic cum rags.
Each shirt.
I promise you that.
Up more cum than the next. but and we not got, only that, but like just one shirt, one wipe, and all that cum is just sopped right up. Yeah. You don't need to get a second shirt.
Dude, don't even go to allcomedytshirts.com and buy the new Ari's belt shirt.
Who would wear that?
Buy all of our new cum rags. Every one of these is not a t-shirt. It is a cum rag.
That's right.
Every single one.
A wearable cum rag.
I wouldn't even recommend wearing it. Just buy these things, cum in them, wash them, and keep coming in these.
Cum, wash, rinse, rinse.
We should make shirts with just our mouths open like this.
Isn't it?
And then people can just beat off on our faces.
Is it true that these shirts clean themselves? They're self-cleaning comrades.
That's right.
That is absolutely true. As a matter of fact, you come on these things, what come? Put the shirt right back on and walk right back into the office, dumbass.
And I'll tell you
Give us your fucking money.
You'll come more. You will come more.
Guys, Chris Wilde, you crush.
Oh, thank you, guys.
You're one of our
can
favorites.
I do a couple plugs real quick?
No, the show's over.
Fair
okay,
enough.
Go on.
Two Netflix movies coming out this year, When We First Met and The Babysitter. You don't have to go to the movie theater like a jerk. You watch it in the comfort of your own home. Romantic comedy, When We First Met, horror comedy, The Babysitter. So please go watch those immediately.
Dude, we want to have you back on again. I know you got to take Southwest out here, but we loved having you on.
And watch Dad Holes, my web series, Dad Holes.
Dad Holes. Great podcast, man. I wish we would have pushed that earlier. I should have thought about that.
What, Clipcast?
No, his all of his movies coming out.
Oh, no,
we talked about the Dad Holes.
Okay.
I mentioned
guys, great podcast, Tebow. You were great. Fight Nanny, great. Johnny, thank you, guys. Aaron, you tried. You tried your best. All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Special show next week, Monday.
We're closed. The studio's closed Tuesday because they're shooting important things here.
It's an Indian Jewish holiday on Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
So they shut it down.
So we are live Monday at 3 instead of Tuesdays at 11. So Monday at 3 o'clock, tune in live, and otherwise it'll just be up at its usual time. Suck it.